Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
E1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Ohio State football team now knows their opponent for the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve. They will take on Miami after the Hurricanes beat Texas A&M 10-3 on Saturday. Ohio State wide receiver Jeremiah Smith spoke with the media today and mentioned Miami is still hanging on to the national championship meeting in 2003.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you see all over the internet, all over Twitter, they still talking about that, just, you know, 20 years later, but they still worry about it, but we got something for them come New Year's Eve.
Kickoff on New Year's Eve is at 7:30. The rest of the college football playoff from over the weekend, Oregon, Alabama, and Ole Miss were the other three teams who advanced to the quarterfinals that will be played on New Year's Day. In the NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets are back in action tonight on the road as they visit the Los Angeles Kings. The CBJ look to snap their two-game losing streak. A face-off is at 10 o'clock, and you can catch the action here on The Fan starting at 9:30. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Monday. That opens about a week early.
Happy New Year.
But we're playing it. Hey, happy 2026. How you doing, good clean boy?
How you doing, man? Thanks for asking.
Teddy's not here today. Evil Bald Colin is here. How you doing, Colin?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Tress also loved the new open. So I guess that's the...
Guess that's it.
That's the day.
So who had possession of that? Because it right. Overwrote the current one.
I don't know. Is that Bob Taylor?
I don't know if he had access to it, but that's interesting.
Several people may have had possession with it, but it wasn't supposed to be put into the actual cut
number. Well, that's okay.
It's just sitting in an L drive folder.
New Year came early. There you go.
Christmas come early.
There you go.
Festivus come early.
New open for the year.
How you doing?
Great.
Yeah.
It's our last show before Christmas, the two of us.
This is it. Because tomorrow, we get pretty close, though.
Tomorrow we have Buckeye basketball.
Grambling.
That's important.
Yeah. Well.
And then Christmas Eve, we're doing a best of show. Christmas Day. It's the all Jesus Christo hour.
Oh, it is.
I don't know.
And are we doing religious talk for all 3 hours?
Yes, Joel Osteen is filling in for us.
Oh, good.
And then what's on the 26th? What are we doing? Is that you?
That will be myself and a guest surprise co-host.
That means you haven't found anyone yet, have you?
No, that means we've got our woman from 10 TV. That's what that means. Nicole.
Nicole?
Nicole.
Well, let's promote her.
Of course.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Buckeyes will play Miami. In the Cotton Bowl?
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, you knew you were going to get either Texas A&M or Miami. I mean, we talked about it on Friday, which team we'd rather face. I believe you had me on record saying I would have rather faced Texas A&M, but I tell you, after watching both of those offenses, neither really has
thinking
me
about that too.
Too concerned.
Oh, that Miami defense, it's really good.
I do think they have a good defense.
Okay.
I think that defensive line, what I said, I did a little interview with someone with the Reflog and his network this morning, and my point of emphasis was,
I wasn't asked.
I mean, if you keep doing great work,
okay, all right, maybe
You just have to keep your head down and focus on your content and your takes.
Reflog.
And then you'll be there.
I'd at least like to be asked so I can turn you down.
Aren't you asked to do enough things? I think maybe some people, they don't want to have to ask you because they see that your plate's already so filled. You started doing TV second half of this year.
I don't want to do
You're
TV.
Doing 2-3 days a week. They don't ever ask me to do TV anymore.
Like a cheap whore.
Well, I mean, you're wearing pink Jordans. You have costumes, sunglasses, leather jackets.
Although, I was supposed to do TV today with Adam.
Oh, no, he didn't.
At 1:30.
He did. Right? I didn't see you going in to do any TV today. No,
TV with Adam at 1:30. So Fishy, who's like my TV agent.
Fish is the TV agent.
He texts
here.
Me yesterday and says, hey, there's, you know, Buckeye football media availability. So no TV for you tomorrow. I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Like, we don't think you're good enough put that Ohio State football hat on with some of the other guys we have.
I don't care. That's fantastic. I just thought that he wouldn't have time to tape any TV.
Right.
Because he'd be over at interviews. And then 1:30 comes, and guess who walks in?
running in.
It's Tyvus time.
Yeah,
so I got bumped.
I thought Tyvus already did a little piece.
I got bumped. I mean, if I'm going to get bumped
Tyvus.
For someone... It's good to get bumped for Tyvus.
I mean, I'm sure Joshua Perry's going to start screaming in doing a lot of TV, too.
You think Joshua Perry's going to bump Tyvus?
I think he's going to bump you a lot more.
Fine by me.
and then me. You'll never see me again.
I don't know how I'm going to cope with earning $0
to do more work.
I don't know.
To help these guys out. But anyway.
Anywho.
What I
both
said,
those teams suck.
What I can tell you. Is the one minor concern, and I do think it's valid. Anytime you have a performance like you had offensively against Indiana, there's probably a small bit of nerves that are brewing, and there are for me, about how you're going to respond. It'll be a long time before you play another football game. And what's going on with our offensive line? Are we going to see that same type of unit with a nasty edge to them, the same type of way they played against Michigan? Or are they going to take 1-2 quarters to settle into that football game? I don't want to see it going too long into the third quarter, because before you know it, oops, you wake up and there's a football game and things can happen. You're just 1 or 2 fluky plays away from the script being changed. And that Miami defensive front, that defensive end of theirs, Bane, very talented player. They got some good players on all 3 levels of that defense too. So I respect that side of the ball from Miami. The offense is going to have to play great to win this game by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
Full disclosure, I am the guy, you know, going into the Indiana game that said, I'm not worried about them. They're going to win by 20.
And then I wasn't really either.
And then what happened?
I wasn't really either.
Not.
Same thing.
Right? However, I will say this, and I will say it with all the confidence in the world. This defense is going to eat Carson Beck alive. They're going to kill him.
Going to make you wish you were back at Georgia.
He's going to throw interceptions. He's going to get sacked. He's going to make mistakes. After watching that team and their performance against Texas A&M, and vice versa, I was very happy if Texas A&M won that game. Didn't matter.
Didn't matter to me.
Because I was saying to myself, all right.
I didn't care about playing Texas A&M in the heart of Texas. I don't care about that.
We did it with the Texas Longhorns last year.
I wouldn't have cared about playing Miami in the Orange Bowl in their home stadium. I really wouldn't have. You think it would have been, you know, 60% Miami 50, fans there?
50-50.
No way. Probably 60-40 Ohio State fans still.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this matchup. We had media availability for the Buckeyes today. We'll hear from players. We'll hear from coaches later on in the show. We got a big show today. Buckeye hoops with a tough loss to North Carolina over the weekend. So how do we grade this? Do we say, well, they were right there. They had a chance to win, and they played good defense there at the end, but they just got hit with a little fluky thing, and that's why they allowed the dunk to big Mastodon man. I forget his name. What do we do? Are we saying, hey, it's another...
Vassar?
Yeah.
Yeah, Henry Vassar. He's
another,
a good player. Yeah.
It's another loss that you could have had and didn't have.
This is the thing that has been ailing Ohio State going back into sort of the middle of the Chris Holtmann era, right? It's that, you know, you've got a pretty solid team. I don't think anyone is, you know, running for the hills about how our team sucks right now. Like, it's not the term that I would use. There is, I talked about, you know, the offensive line, making sure that they get that edge back. I think this Buckeye basketball team needs to find an edge, you know, maybe for the first time in a long time. It's about these games where if you are going to play tough with one of the, you know, best teams in college basketball, it's a top 15 team. And you like the way Caleb Wilson played, right? You watch that. You got a good look at one of the phenom freshmen in America right now, along with guys like Darren Peterson of Kansas. There's actually a lot. There's a boatload of really talented, true freshmen. AJ DeBanza at BYU, if you catch a look at him. But, you know, he got his, but you were able to stand Vassar and Caleb Wilson, which you probably would have looked at the script and said their front line is going to have an advantage, and they did. But Devin Royal had to play a great game. He did.
He did.
He gave you that. You got some stuff from Tilly. You're still getting way more from your front line than you did last year. But it probably wasn't going to be up to snuff against UNC's front line. But you got to figure out how to close games out. What's the point of having that 4-point play go your way if you can't make the two or three winning plays that are needed to be made after that's done? We got to stop being okay with just being close against some of the bigger opponents. You can beat all your bye teams. You can win your bye games at the Schottenstein Center. You'll beat Grambling tomorrow. When are you going to beat a team like UNC or Kansas or Duke when they pop up on the schedule?
I'm not negative about it. I'm positive about it.
Really?
Well, because I think this team's getting better. And I haven't been able to say that about a Buckeye basketball team in several years. We would have the Buckeyes go out, probably play above their skis and beat a team they shouldn't beat early in the season.
Yes.
And then what would happen? January comes along and
they crash.
Bupkis, nothing. Yeah. I will be shocked. Now watch, it's going to happen now. I will be shocked if you have another one of those types of January.
If they lose 75% of their games and lose three times on your home court?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that they're gearing up for a decent Big Ten run. I still think this is a tournament team.
I'm never, you know me also about basketball, I try to get to a point where I take every single loss seriously, especially when you play well enough to win and one slips through the cracks, because at the end of March,
I understand.
This could very well, this is how close the line is. A neutral court quad one win against North Carolina, if they're a two or a three seed, it could and will be the difference of you having enough to push your resume over the edge if you don't take care of business. Now, it's just another game goes by that tells you even more so later on, you've really got to take care of business. They're not out of the tournament. They're certainly not in the tournament yet for me. We just haven't seen enough.
All right, college football from the weekend. We react to the playoff games coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is a little slow on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. You're also looking at a slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Then Tybus.
I mean, we can just stay with Alabama. Like, we don't have, I can pretend like I'm an Alabama fan.
They do. And we need to stop acting like they some great team. They're not good.
T-Bone and Tybus, mornings on The Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A nice mix of sun and clouds for us today and seasonable with temperatures in the low 40s. As we go into tonight, chances of rain overnight, otherwise cloudy with lows in the 30s. And then for Tuesday, cloudy skies across the day and warmer with breezy winds and temperatures in the mid to low 50s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. If you're sitting around with the family, watching us on YouTube, listening on your smart speaker in the home, I want to thank you for inviting us into your home for the holidays. And I promise not to let you down today. And we're going to give you some quality, family-friendly content for everybody in the house today.
Oh,
I'm very sorry.
Pardon me. Absolutely.
One more thing about the holiday stuff. I got my Cameo open for personalized videos this holiday season.
I thought you shut that down this past weekend.
Did a couple more today. No, I'm going to shut it down tomorrow. So if you want to get in,
like midnight tomorrow?
And get, I don't know.
You got to set a time.
I need to set a time.
I got to know.
Tomorrow afternoon, I'm shutting it off. It's not coming back for a year. Taking all the proceeds, we're donating that to charity.
Duncan's Toy Chest.
Sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the wet bandits rob it overnight.
What about the sticky bandits? Aren't they the sticky?
That's right. The sticky switch. In the second one.
He reaches his hand into the Salvation Army tin.
That's right.
Pulls out about 59 cents.
But maybe you need something like quickly for Christmas. I think they give you like 4 days, or they give me 4 days to complete it. Don't waste money. Well, it's not a waste. It's going to charity. But you don't have to pay for the little 24-hour express thing. Just do a regular one, and I'll make sure you get it by end of business tomorrow.
Aww. That's really nice.
All right,
even if there's 700 of them.
There's not going to be 700 of them. But we did raise a couple $1,000 for charity.
Beautiful.
That's nice. The charity is the International House for Timmy.
Try to bring my salary up a little bit more.
Doing it up to snuff.
No.
Football this weekend. Alabama with a big comeback against Oklahoma. Did you think that one was over, my friend?
Boy, Oklahoma. I didn't.
You're going down 17 on the road?
I didn't think it was over. Just because I haven't loved either of those teams, if we're being honest, and still very, very early. And, you know, we talked about it before the weekend as well. It's difficult to beat a team twice, and that just was a miserable, miserable letdown. Like, I didn't think that it was over, but the way that it happened, that's got to be a really jagged pill to swallow.
The way, Alanis Morris said, the way...
Jagged little pill.
That's right, I'm sorry. The way that game started with John Mateer, and John Mateer was one of those guys before the season that was getting some Heisman buzz.
Yes, he was.
And the way that Oklahoma started before he got
moxie,
hurt.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got moxie, but the problem is he can't put a full game together.
No.
Because at the beginning of that game, it was, oh, he's the veteran. See, that's the difference maker. I'm scared of him. I saw Ryan Baker on Twitter say, oh, this John Mateer. Oh, my God.
He's got the headband. He's got the long hair. And they then, got their Jordan brand.
In the second half of that game, it was, man, this guy's a liability. He kind of sucks.
Well, the pick six is inexcusable.
Of course it's not.
You can't have that going into the half. Like, again, it's just 17 points, but when you're at home, you have got to cherish that lead. You're going to have to still keep playing the game, the full 60 minutes. Alabama, you'd like to think, is going to have a response, but I do think they were kind of shell-shocked by the fact that they gave up that pick six. Then, oh, okay, 17-10 would have been one thing, right? Like, they have the long touchdown drive. Let's go back, though, to how this happened. So you're up 17-0. Everything is going swimmingly. Then they got the ball at around midfield, and you can see the defense kind of parts like the Red Sea, but John Mateer made a decision, and you know what? It was the right decision. He floats the ball on a dime down to one of his receivers in stride, walk-in touchdown, guy drops it, just straight up drops it right off his fingertips. So instead of 24-0, you're punting the ball, and then the Bama offense finally goes to work and has a touchdown drive, and they even convert on fourth down to score at the end of that drive.
The momentum there, man.
Momentum. That was where it just shifted, and then going into halftime. You've got the dropped punt. Then Alabama lands on that. You get another field goal on that. It's 17-10. Okay. All right. 10 points. Keep playing. Then you have the pick six. They start with the ball in the second half, and they're all of a sudden up 24-17. Still a lot of time left, but Oklahoma was just stunned, and they weren't really playing the same game that they had in the first quarter at that point.
So now we're going to see Alabama move on and play in the Rose Bowl against Indiana. What do you think of that matchup?
I said it before.
You said that thought the Hoosiers could lose this game.
I picked Oklahoma, and again, I don't even really care which team advanced. I think that this is going to be major gut check time for Indiana. I'm not going to tell you that Alabama is the better football team, but I know this is how sports work, right? We just saw the road teams win twice,
right,
when I thought every single home team was going to win, Oklahoma and Texas A&M included. So, I mean, I hope that this is not one and done for Indiana. It's not as if I'm rooting for Indiana. There's one team that I'm pulling for in this playoff. That's the team that we cover. That's the Ohio State Buckeyes. But I would think that Alabama's going to be charged up now and relishing this opportunity. They're a three-loss team, and now they get this shot at Indiana. They're loving this.
We're going to have to rework this entire operation. You know, we said beforehand we didn't think that James Madison or Tulane should be in these games, and they went out and proved that they shouldn't be in these games.
And I want to make a point about this because I heard this brought up too. This is not the same type of discussion that we have with college basketball. You ever hear the talking heads get into that too? When we're talking about bubble teams and, oh, just because a team went out and lost doesn't change the fact that they deserve to be there, that their criteria was any different. This is not the same thing. We're talking about teams that are way down in the top 25. We're trying to find 12 teams. The teams we discuss in college basketball are like teams 49 through 53.
Right.
The 8s, 9s, 10 seeds. Nobody cares about them when it's all said and done. We just took two precious spots of a 12-team playoff, and we just gave them away. Imagine how much better, more competitive it would have been if Notre Dame and whoever the hell else would have been in there. Who would have been the other team besides Notre Dame? Whoever it would have been.
Who would have Texas, maybe?
Texas. Whatever. It would have been better than Tulane and James Madison.
Right, they couldn't play.
Come on.
Dan Lanning said after that game against James Madison, where they had, you know, they did everything they wanted to do in the first half. Then the second half, they went to sleep a little bit.
They did.
James Madison put 30-something points up, and Dan Lanning said, not acceptable. Bah! But this is what we're doing now. And I'm not saying he's wrong. But we've taken sort of a nothing game at the beginning of the season, and we've applied those same standards to a postseason game where Dan Lanning can win that game by 20, and he's still not pleased with his team's success,
right,
or lack thereof.
Because he wants to, and that's what a coach has to do, right?
I get it.
That's their playoff game. He wants to coach to perfection because he knows that any kind of lull like that in the second half is not going to be acceptable when you play a team like Texas Tech in the next round.
I think we blow this whole thing up. I don't want, and it's not even about go to 16 teams. It's not even about expansion. It's about doing 12 right.
Or doing 16 right. Or doing 14 right. Whatever the number is.
But I don't think that we just throw a group of five team in there. Unless they're one of the top 10 teams in the country.
Let's say JMU beat Oregon on the road in week one or week two.
Also,
let's say they had a massive win like that and they actually earned a ranking spot to then get in. It's not about they're in a smaller conference, because you can go and schedule three juggernauts or however many you have, but based on what your conference schedule is, play on the road, give yourselves opportunities to come up with massive wins in college football. Maybe it's enough at the end of the season. But in my opinion, and yours, Tulane and JMU, it just wasn't enough.
We've already sort of, you know, thrown the towel in on the bowls. And for a long time, the traditional New Year's Six bowls, they sort of held over everybody's head. What is the Rose Bowl going to do? What are we going to do about them? Well, you know what? Hell with them now. I want second round. I want teams that get the bye to host a playoff game. That should be your privilege.
Okay, forget about
not only about
all the other classic bowl games being a part of
forget
this.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
Home games again.
What do we care more about? The future of the Cotton Bowl and the Rose Bowl, or the best playoff system we can possibly have?
You know, and if you do that, because there's always been that factor about, oh, I mean, I saw these takes out there again. It, like, you can control this too. Oregon has the best path that they could possibly have. The five seed is the best position you want to be in because you get a home game against some patsy, some cupcake, some group of five team that probably wasn't good enough to even be there, as we saw. And then you get to go in and play the four seed, the team that was the worst of the first round byes. So they get Texas Tech, the, you know, not from the SEC or the Big Ten, but the Big 12's best team. That's the spot you want to be in. So if you did give home games to Texas Tech, Ohio State,
yeah, I don't necessarily
the teams in the quarters,
buy into that. I'll certainly take the path that Ohio State has right now.
Of course you would. I'd rather take Texas Tech's path.
You get healthy. You figure out what the hell's going on from an offensive play calling situation, and you play the 10 seed.
But it would be a hell of a lot better, and you'd get even less talk of, oh, we should try to position our way into this game, or we don't need to play that hard in our conference championship game because of what's ahead.
No, you want the bye, and then you get a home game.
Yeah, if you get the bye in a home game, that'd be a major thing.
Lots of audio from our favorite Buckeyes. They had media availability today. You'll hear from them coming up in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch out for a disabled vehicle that's on eastbound 70's ramp to Hilliard-Rome Road, causing some delay on the west side. And we've got slower traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by FranklinCrisisCare.org. Are you or someone you know feeling overwhelmed by a mental health or addiction crisis? The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Learn more at FranklinCrisisCare.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I'm going to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
Timmy. Mike.
You ever have that noodle less than al dente?
Every day.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to live like that. All right, you can go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Wouldn't that be a wonderful gift under the tree? If you're dealing with ED this time of year, erectile dysfunction. What?
Under the tree?
Well, you could just sort of lay under the tree and...
We bring the lovely woman from the office to give you the shot right under the Christmas tree?
Perhaps.
That's the premium package.
You get the shot, then you run home, right? And then you get under the tree.
Oh.
And then you put a bow.
You put the mistletoe.
Right on there.
Rocking and rolling.
Uh-huh. That's right. Where was I getting at?
Oh... Fixing your ED.
If ED's putting a strain on your relationship, this is your year to turn things around. Don't start 2026 off like a limp noodle. Instead, get rock hard. Call my guys today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatementshealth.com.
Oh, like a rock! Oh, like a rock!
Good.
Big Seeger guy?
Bob Seger? I was going to say
Jimmy Seger?
John Seger? Who?
John Seger.
Bob Seger?
I woke up to the sound of thunder.
Ryan Day and players holding media availability today. Here is the coach talking about the Miami Hurricanes.
So a really talented team. I mean, really talented. They got players all over the field. And so I think our guys knew that. I think they knew that both teams playing were good teams. But once, you know, once you get done with the game, you finally know what you're playing. So that you can kind of get, you know, focused and targeted. You know, there's a lot of carryover. Some of the guys on our team know other guys, you know, the guys on their team grew up around them. So they're excited. It was just an energy yesterday in the building as we got to work. And so these guys are excited to get back in here today for practice.
Of course there was an energy because they watched that game just like we watched that game and laughed. That's what I pictured. I pictured the Buckeye team getting together and watching that game.
Oh, boy.
Against A&M and Miami and laughing while they were watching it because they know they want to get their meat hooks on one of these two.
You know that they're not going about it that way, though. There might be something in the back of your mind where you're salivating, but I think there's a kind of drive. And when you go in to this thing off of a loss, that's my hope, is that these guys are refocused. I would imagine it's got to be pretty tough. Like, forget about having practice time in the building, just to go. This is where college football to me has always just been completely jacked up. I've never liked it. I don't know why it's taken 150 plus years or whatever to figure out how we don't need an entire off season in between two football games. And that's even when you play late. That's even when you go into a conference championship week. But they're going to do their best, and yeah, I'm sure they are dying to play a football game here, and they still got to wait, as we sit here today, another 9 days.
I know. What's wrong, though, with sitting there and turning on the film, and you watch Miami, right? And whoever's the position coach showing the film, breaking down the film.
To his unit.
To his guys.
Yeah.
What is wrong with just saying, you see this? These guys suck.
And
they really suck.
If you're going to use it as a, and if you lose
and
to these guys,
if you struggle to these
you
guys,
should never see your families
you
again.
Suck. That's right. We're going to put you on a plane and send you to North Korea. That's going to be the end of you.
If we could, we'd retroactively cancel Christmas if you lose this game.
Look at this
guy. We'll take all your presents away. They'll be donated to charity.
I hope that if Indiana comes back on the schedule this postseason, and if they do, that's good news, right? Because you're moving on.
Sure.
Get a chance to avenge the loss if they can get past
if
Alabama.
If that's the way it's got to be, then that's who you want to see.
The entire week on a loop, I would put television screens around the Woody, and I would just have Fernando Mendoza like, with his post-game press conference.
I'd have
and
that.
And say, look at that guy.
I'd have that, and I'd have, you know, the Cignetti pose, right? Where he does like the hands high on the hips and just sort of leans back like that with his headset on. I'd have that image of Cignetti, and then I'd have Fernando.
Let's
good clean boy yapping.
Kill them. Here is Ryan Day talking about having Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate healthy.
If people really knew, you know, leading up to that game, what he went through to get himself healthy to play in that game and then play the way he did without really practicing much that week, you'd be amazed. I mean, and somewhere with Carnell. And so. It's great to have these guys healthy again and practicing. And a big part of the rhythm, too, is the practicing and the confidence and the timing of everything that goes with the passing game. And so having these guys out there on the field for practice is building everybody's confidence, and you can see it. And that's going to be important here as we lead up to this game.
I was getting a kick out of that. First of all, he's talking about getting Jeremiah Smith on the field for the Michigan game. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
If anybody knew, well, you can tell us. Right now.
Sure.
You can detail exactly what he did to get himself on the football field. Did he fly to some Mexican village and have a scorpion bite him that has magical healing properties? Tell us, please. We'd like to know.
I think he was just sort of alluding to he worked really hard, Grandpa. Okay.
So do washing machines.
He worked his damnedest to get in the rehab facility, to get in the pool, to do whatever he had to do to be ready
so
to play,
say,
to be loose enough.
Man, those
he
guys
around the clock.
Worked their asses off.
He was working 20
if
hours a
you
day.
You guys only knew. Please tell us.
I would like to say, though, because we do this a lot when we're talking about our football team. Like, if somebody goes down, there's this sense of you should never worry, right? Because the way that you've recruited, there is always somebody else who is super talented that should be able to step in there, and no excuses, right? We say that too. No excuses. Like, injuries are a part of the game. But let's not undersell. Like, if we're talking about guys like Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith, how central that is to not just what your offense can do, but then that affects your entire football team if you have two guys like that that are. I think we may lose a little sight of that. Yes, there are talented guys, big time recruits that come up here, but they don't have
not
the experience.
Like,
they don't have the reps. They don't have the talent or the skills.
Right.
Like, that's why these guys are who they are. These are two of the best wide receivers that are going to come around this program in quite some time. And when you have them way less than 80% or whatever they were operating at, that makes it tough on your football team, even if you are Ohio State.
We did have a little bit of a change today. So Ryan Day told us what the game plan is going to be for calling plays in the Cotton Bowl. Here is how he explained it.
You know, first off, you know, we just really happy for Brian and the opportunity that he's getting. It's such a strange calendar, and the timing is brutal. And but you know, he's handled it great, as you can imagine. And so, you know, right now as we move forward, he's coaching the receivers. You know, it's a lot on his plate. It's a lot, you know, to manage. So we're kind of taking it, you know, day to day right now, just in terms of as we move forward. Going into the game, you know, it'll be a group effort. You know, Keenan will be very much involved. Everybody will be involved with the play calling. Ultimately, it'll be my decision, you know, what calls go into the game in this game. You know, kind of wanted to take that off of Brian's plate as we head into the playoffs, because he's got so much going on with what he's trying to do. But he's working hard towards it, and we're just going to keep evaluating it every day to see what's best for the group.
I will say this. At least they are taking that Indiana game, that performance, just the way that the process worked going up to game day, seriously. And they're not just going to keep doing it the same way and just tell themselves, oh, it'll be fine. It will be fine. He'll be the OC. He'll have enough time to spend
Ryan
on his
Day
Ohio State
has
responsibilities.
Never operated like that. He's always been willing to solve the problem. And
at least attempt to solve
the
problem.
He's always looking for solutions to solve the problem. He is not stubborn when it comes to that. That you cut through the gobbledygook there. That is Ryan Day saying, look, I got a guy who's got one foot out the door, and he's done a fantastic job for this program. But if I'm going to lose...
And he's not blaming him either.
No.
He's not blaming him.
If I'm going to lose, and I'm not going to win another national championship, it's going to be because I messed up, not because he messed
up. I'm not going to let them... And another thing, too, because if this kept going the same way, there might be plenty of people, and Brian might think in his heart, that I don't care if I'm the head coach at South Florida, I am still going to put the exact same effort that I would have into what I do for Ohio State before I leave. It doesn't matter if you say that. If it went the same way and Brian was still the OC and the play caller and they lost, you will be held. You will be held to that. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. You've basically got to win the national championship back to back to prove that it was the right way to go about it. Now, like you said, Ryan takes matters into his own hands.
He takes the responsibility. He is more than comfortable doing that. He said it's going to be a group effort. And when it comes to a game plan during the week, it's always a group effort. But make no mistake, there's no group effort when it comes to who's going to be calling plays. Ryan Day will be calling every single play in that game.
It's his show.
And you know what?
It's his show.
Fine.
He'll take some input from some other offensive coaches in the build-up, too. I'm sure Brian's still going to have some input
because
he's called plays all year.
But in the moment,
it's his.
During the game, it's going to be Ryan Day's call. And I hope that...
How do you think it's going to go?
Well, that's that's another conversation. We'll have it. We'll play some more audio from some players. All coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's causing some delay on Hall Road near Norton Road. And watch out for a disabled vehicle that's on eastbound 70's ramp to Hilliard Rome Road on the west side, causing some delay there. This report is sponsored by MedVet. Pet emergencies don't wait, and neither does MedVet. They're open 24-7, 365 days a year, from sudden injuries to serious illness. Their expert teams are always ready for emergency and specialty care. Visit MedVet.com to find your nearest hospital. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Consume morning juice?
Let's see.
Live on YouTube, live on the Fan's HD3 podcast on demand, and on 10 TV Plus.
And we'll send Bobby right to your house.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
My son Ian was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 16 months. The outlook was pretty rough. I mean, it was, you know, we had no hope until St. Jude rescued us. I mean, they saved him. To this date, you know, we are 12 years into this journey, and from day one, we have never once seen a bill. It gave us the peace of mind to know that we're there with our son, and we're going to beat cancer together. Now, he is doing really, really well. He's alive because of what St. Jude has done. He's here because of the doctors who came before, their blood, their sweat, their tears, the knowledge accumulated and shared, you know, with everyone else around the world. This is how we get rid of this, how we help kids beat cancer all over. It's the future.
Together, we will make cures possible for every child everywhere. Learn more at stjude.org.
The best thing about watching football this weekend, talking football on Reaction Monday.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Foodgasm coming up at 4:46. Hey, do me a favor. We were discussing this before the show. Why don't you get in touch with us on X at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. What is the best Christmas gift you've ever received? And a little story behind that, if there is a story. On the other side of that, because we like the alternative and the disasters, what's the worst Christmas
best,
gift?
Best and worst. What about you in the sake of traditions? Like, do you guys change it up? I mean, we are in this business, and so one of the things we've always kind of had is a safety net, which can be good, is we don't really get to travel. Like, we don't. Like, I've got family in Virginia,
and it's been a long time
since I've had to travel for Thanksgiving or travel for Christmas, because we have, look, we're here on the 22nd. You and I are putting in a nice, honest day's work. We got Buckeye football coming up.
I contend that anybody who travels for the holidays is a lunatic.
Is a sucker.
Just a big lunatic.
Well, sometimes you have to,
No, you don't have to.
There are such things as family obligations, and you have... give and take.
Do it.
Backseat fortsies.
A couple weeks before or a couple weeks after. Stop traveling on the actual holiday.
Well, usually you go like before.
You know what I mean.
Well, right. You just don't do it for Christmas.
Do it at all. Stay home.
Just get out of that.
Stay home.
Well, you're going to have to give the families, you're going to have to give the listeners who are used to this and accustomed to this more advice. Because there's a lot of backlash that can come from
it
that.
It never ends well. You're going to go staying in their house in all likelihood. That's not a way to enjoy the holidays. You got to stay in your own house, sleep in your own bed, crap in your own toilet.
For God's sakes, let the boy sleep in your bed.
That's right. So I'll tell you my tradition. We're doing family Christmas with my parents and my sister's family tonight.
Tonight.
They're actually there right now enjoying the merriment. Oh, sorry, I can't be there.
Ah,
I have to work. See you at 6:30 for food and presents, and then Mikey goes sleepy time.
That's why he wanted to work on the 22nd.
It actually works out very well.
I'm glad you did.
Because they're over right now. Like, oh, hey, chestnuts, all that. And then I sashay in at 6:30, pass the lasagna and the booze.
See, lasagna, that's nice. I like that.
Lasagna is a very good holiday thing.
And our neighbors do that for Christmas Eve, their tradition, and I never really was a part of the lasagna tradition, and I
People
am all about it.
Also stress themselves out during the holidays because you're taking on too much. Think everything has to be perfect and everything has to be made fresh to order. No, you make the lasagna a couple days beforehand. You just warm that bad boy up in the oven. Let me tell you something. It tastes great, and it frees you up to enjoy all the holiday merriment.
Yeah.
So we're doing my family tonight. We're doing my in-laws and my sister-in-law and brother-in-law tomorrow. And on Christmas Eve, it's just the three of us. It's just me, Kristen, and Samantha. We just hang out, low-key, enjoy each other. I always make meatballs and sausage with pasta on Christmas Eve. That's our Christmas Eve thing.
It's been the same for 10, 20 years?
Yes. When I was a kid...
Just like that?
We did my grandparents' house, and they did the Italian fish meal. It was the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Uh-huh. Yes,
which I do miss. I enjoyed that very much, but we don't do that now.
That's a big ordeal. You need a lot of families chipping in to pull something like that off.
And there were a lot of Italian restaurants in Chicago, too, that would stay open on Christmas Eve and cater that stuff.
Sure.
So the fried calamari would be catered in. The fried smelts would be catered in. Stuff like that. Shrimp scampi.
Yum.
Depends on the family what type of fish you would have. We were always a big calamari and fried fish type of family. Mm-hmm. But now it's just the three of us. We just hang out. And then on Christmas Day, my parents, my in-laws, and Kristen's aunt, they come over to the house.
Okay,
and I cook the meal.
But you already did. Is that just in the evening for a dinner?
Yes.
Is that all that is?
They'll come over about 4 o'clock.
You've already done presents.
Yes.
To come back over later in the day.
That's right.
So this is part of the same families that you already did a Christmas with.
Correct.
Here this week.
But now they'll be all together.
So then it's all everybody together. Yeah. It's always been different for us because nobody has lived here in Central Ohio. Like, my parents lived here, but they're about to do their year abroad.
Your in-laws live here, though.
Our in-laws are here. So, yeah, Jerry and Kay. So, whoever would be in town, everybody, the more the merrier. Like, come on over for the 25th, for the day of. And we could have people over for the presents opening, too. Because grandma, grandpa, to be able to see, like, your kids when they're young, opening the presents. And also, like, they're giving the grandkids some presents, too. So, it's nice to see if you're lucky enough to see a face lighting up situation. That's the best. I'll still never forget, Jack was maybe, I think this was when he was 7 or 8. It's just when he was starting to get on the cusp of liking video games, like every kid does, right? And so we bit the bullet and got like the full shebang Xbox. And that was obviously the big gift, like the high dollar gift for it. And when he opened that present, this dude cried for 10 minutes.
That's
tears
nice.
Of joy.
That's nice.
He kind of had one of those like silent cries where he opened it up and stared at it and just was like put his hand on his forehead. It was really cool.
It's nice
it
when
was
they
really
appreciate
cool.
the gesture.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I will tell you a story about my favorite gift of all time. It also included a video game coming up later on. Jeremiah Smith talking to the media today. Giving some, I guess, bulletin board material to the Miami people.
Let's judge it.
Still hanging on to that 2002 game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you see it all over the internet, all over Twitter. They still talking about that, just, you know, 20 years later, but they still worry about it. But we got something for them come New Year's Eve.
So the little context behind that, you guys may know Jeremiah Smith. He is a South Florida guy. So that when the questioner posed it that way, he kind of asked it in that regard of you being from South Florida, like what is your take on that? You know, that game 20 years ago. So that's where he's speaking from, because I mean, I think we've seen a lot of stuff on the internet throughout the years, you know, and maybe if you go back to the last time Ohio State and Miami played in the regular season, how many years ago
was that?
Like 2009, maybe? I don't know when that game was.
Can I say something?
Who cares?
We lost.
Doesn't matter.
There's like 6,000 real Miami fans still left in the wild.
Oh, right. I say that.
They're an extinct species.
You could play this game at the Orange Bowl. I still think Ohio State's going to have a strong advantage going there.
Here is Jeremiah Smith talking about the Miami defense.
Miami defense is pretty good defense. That front is something special. We got Ruben Bain, got two good DNs, got a good interior, got a good back end. Their linebackers are very good. And mentality right now, just go out and just dominate everybody that's in front of us. We left a bad taste in our mouth against Indiana in the Big Ten championship. So, obviously, we got to do better. got to score in the red zone, and we got to know, just, you know, capitalize on everything that we do from here on out.
I want to play one more Jeremiah Smith cut. This is him talking about how playing with the strained quad made things tough.
A little adversity, I should say. Something I never really had to deal with. I don't really be hurt, nothing like that. Nothing really bothers me, but I was something serious that I had to deal with. You know, after that, you know, was it Rutgers week? I was, you know, feeling down. Like, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to play against Timo North. Like, so I was debating if I was going to play or not because it was really bad. I didn't know if I was going to be able to play. But I had to do, you know, everything for the team, and I wanted to be out there, and I did everything I could, and we got the win.
How about that? How about that admission from Jeremiah Smith? About what it took for him to get out there, I mean, for the Michigan game. But you know,
behind
what?
The scenes, we heard about it, Timmy. We heard it was pretty dicey, man.
And you're, you know what? That's credit to him, because that's what playing football is all about, right? Being there for your teammates, being there for your school, for yourself, everything. Like, it's the Michigan game. And that was a hell of a performance to put in when you're not 100%, not even close to 100%.
A college basketball coach is suspended for throwing something at a fan. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a couple minute delay due to that construction on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. And watch out for a delay due to an accident that's on Hall Road near Norton Road. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's December deal drops are wrapping up, but there's still time to get the good stuff. Score up to 35% off select major appliances and up to 45% off select tools. Shop Lowe's December deal drops today, valid through 12/24, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet, so when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time, and then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Cole Bartemus. We'll be counting down all of this week and next until the clock strikes 7:30 on New Year's Eve. That is when Ohio State will be taking on Miami in Jerry World. Buckeyes currently stand as 9.5-point favorites in that one. On the basketball side, the Buckeyes will welcome Grambling into the Shot tomorrow at 2 p.m. We'll be airing that one right here on 97.1. And we do have some local action tonight. The Blue Jackets will be in Southern California this evening taking on the L.A. Kings. Puck Drop will be at 10 Eastern. Catch that game right here on The Fan with coverage beginning at 9:30. Elsewhere in the sports world, Notre Dame and BYU have scheduled a home-and-home for the next two seasons. These two were supposed to face off in the Pop-Tart Bowl prior to Notre Dame's absence. The headline from this is that the series is replacing Notre Dame's annual rivalry with USC, which now enters dormancy. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This new year, don't set a goal without a clear course of results. Drop weight your first week and every week at awaken180weightloss.com.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Seems like Rusty in the chat wanted to know a little bit more about that fan that what they fan? Kept showing on the ESPN broadcast. I was a little unsure of what this was, but seems that, you know, after talking to Evil Bald Colin, who hit the evil side of him as an expert in this realm, can confirm that that was a pornographic film star.
Who, Jake Browning's wife?
I believe her name. Don't you talk bad about Jake Browning's wife. She's the queen of the bodysuit.
Yeah, she's the queen.
Did you see that? Did you see that checkered one that she was wearing?
I've seen it
this past weekend.
Yep.
Isn't it a little cold to be out there in the single digits with just the bodysuit?
Never
lose
an opportunity to get yourself on the socials. Mm. Building the brand,
making a lot of money off of that one tight white bodysuit that she wore a couple years ago.
Is she?
I don't know. I have no
idea. You know, your husband's also a quarterback in the National Football League.
Should be all right. Apparently, Abella Danger is an avid Miami sports fan.
I don't
fan.
Know Abella Danger.
Abella,
is that her given name?
I'm going to guess no. Danger's her middle name, actually.
Would I know her if I saw her?
I think you would.
Okay.
I think you would. She takes it hard to the rack.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have?
That's...
Would
you like some more?
You really just wanted that line, didn't you?
Well,
that was all.
I can't think of anything else.
Here I am doing a wholesome show about Christmas traditions and all that, and you had to bring in Harvey Danger, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Harvey Danger's
flagpole
a good clean
sitter.
Harvey Danger. No, what's
she doing? She's doing some flagpole sitter.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, hey, run it up the flagpole and see.
Harvey Danger also like a Disney show? Is that right?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
I think you're wrong.
I think it's a kid's program. It's a kid that wears a mask and has superpowers.
Isn't that like Henry Danger or something?
Henry Danger.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Be a little
ain't
weird.
No respect.
It'd be a little weird if they just named him Harvey Danger as well. Just like the band.
Paranoia, paranoia, everybody's coming to get me.
I'm an amputee, gosh dang you.
Has no idea what we're talking about. Have you heard the song ever in your life?
I have heard that.
Okay.
Good.
You like our rendition better?
It was a lot better.
Rhyme Time, you think he's heard of it?
No. Rhyme Time? Thought Billy Mays, the pitch man, was Willie Mays, the baseball
say
player.
Say hey, Bill Mays.
Easy for me to say.
Do you think he knows who Abella Danger is?
No, he's good and clean.
Yeah. No. Well, those are just the type.
You think he's filthy?
The ones that are good and clean on the surface may be hiding a thing or two.
Well, that's true. Mm? But I don't think that's the case with Reimer.
Probably got a nice file on that PC somewhere.
No, I don't. File? What year is this?
You could just go straight to the web.
Stop it. The only people who have files are... Well, let's not talk about them. Jackets in L.A. for the Kings tonight, 9:30. Here on The Fan, we have a college basketball coach, Georgetown head coach Ed Cooley.
Did you just say the Jackets are playing and just completely...
What do you want me to do?
I just thought they're going to go to LA and lose tonight. I just thought that was funny how you did that. Oh, we got the Jackets at the Kings, and we got a
I am
Georgetown basketball coach
obligated to tell you what we have here tonight on The Fan.
Tell me something more about the Jackets
before we talk
about a guy throwing a water bottle at a kid.
Here's like more. Last place.
Yeah.
Under 500 now.
Yeah.
Worst team in the Eastern Conference. Oh, but the Eastern Conference is stacked full. Yeah, it's stacked full. You got good teams and you got crap.
Do you think
it's slowly starting to get less stacked full as the good teams rise on up to the top?
Do you think Rimmer is finally going to start to see this team for what they are?
No.
No?
I was talking to Bobby Orr, and he had nothing but positive things to say. Hey, Zach Werenski is one of the three stars of the week for the NHL. How about that?
Zach Werenski's great. He looks like he wanted to die out there.
When did we play Detroit on the road? Like, when was that?
I don't know.
Was that like early November? Okay, that was a month ago today. That was November 22nd. We've won three hockey games.
How many in regulation?
Loss, 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 win, win, loss, 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 win, loss, loss. Regulation wins? I believe
three.
This doesn't tell me
the
on this
year.
One. All year? No, there hasn't been many. And don't give me the third period stats again. I don't want to hear them.
Well, I'm not going
to
give you that. Instead, I'm going to tell you about Georgetown head coach Ed Cooley.
Ed Cooley left Providence. I was really questioning why he left a program that he kind of built in to what it was to take over Georgetown, which is a complete hit it and hope kind of job now. They have really fallen off.
Well, now he's been suspended for one game after he launched a water bottle into the stands and hit a child. That's the team's loss to Xavier on Saturday.
I couldn't believe this. I could not believe this. How can you chuck? And if that water bottle is full, half full, he threw this thing in frustration and had no idea where it was going, but he knew he was throwing it into a populated area and it hit a toddler right in the face.
Mm-hmm. The toddler was being held by his mother a few rows away.
It may have been his son. It might have been like the players, section right behind the team bench.
Ed Cooley says, really frustrated, and I realized I threw my water bottle and hit him and his mom. Definitely out of character for me to be so frustrated, but really that's not called for. I'll call them and make amends to that. Just totally out of character, frustration. So I apologize to the fans. I apologize to our players, the university. Totally, totally out of character for me to be that way. He then went home and killed his dog.
But then he said he was out of character with that as well.
Got to get a suspension for that.
We got suspended for
gotta
a game.
Got to get a suspension for that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. You throw something and hit a child in the stands. That's a one-game suspension.
How about a five-game suspension? You're a maniac.
Depends what you throw. Grenade? Five games.
Just a five-gamer?
Judging
by some of the athletic directors that we have in this country, you know, trying to, you know, hide things for their coaches, it might not be a dismissal for a grenade into the audience.
Hey, Jack, it's in L.A. for the Kings tonight.
Oh.
9:30
you already
here on
said,
the fan.
You already said that.
I did? I'm sorry.
Nobody cares.
I'm sorry.
We're going to lose. It stinks. All right?
All right, Johnny.
It stinks.
All right, I'm sorry, Johnny.
Oh, man.
One of the neighbors in our neighborhood had a Home Alone-themed Christmas party this past weekend.
You went to it?
I did not. The girls went.
Okay.
But I was told of the festivities, and they just went all out.
Did you have to dress up? Was that encouraged?
Yeah. I mean, the girls wore, you know, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal hoodies.
Oh, good.
They wore that. When they rang the doorbell, the movie scene from Angels with Filthy Souls.
Oh, nice.
Played, including someone jumping out with a Tommy gun. Then
sure.
They had Little Nero's pizza boxes and zip line in the back. I mean, it was to the nines. But now, unprompted by this show, right, I could not have been more proud of my daughter yesterday. I forget what we were talking about, right? But I was correcting her on something. It wasn't a harsh correction. It was more of a playful correction.
Sure, right? Right, right.
And she just looked at me deadpan and said, "All right, Johnny, I'm sorry, Johnny." I don't think I could have been prouder as a father.
Just the other day, Jack asked me, "You saying that every show now?" And I'm like, "Well, it's a three-hour show.
Have you met us?
It's a 12-segment show. We're not just sitting here going, all right, Johnny, all right, Johnny, all right, Johnny. We're not saying it over and over and over again. But, I mean, you sprinkle it in a couple of times. And you know what? It will exhaust itself, and then the holidays will be over, and then we'll move on to something else.
A new thing will consume our thoughts.
Like rock and roll.
What did you say that in context to?
The context was, you were making a point about how football coaches are just not normal by nature because they've essentially never left school.
And I stand by that.
And I said we also needed to stop comparing people in football because it's so different than other walks of life. The fame, the type of money, just what it is, the testosterone. And I likened it to, say, a career in rock and roll.
Fellers in rock and roll.
All that. Sex and drugs and the rockin'.
That's right.
The hard rockin'.
I want to talk about some of your Christmas traditions and the greatest / worst gifts you've ever received. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for an accident that's causing some delay. That's on Stelter Road near Easton Way. And we've got slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by MedVet. Pet emergencies don't wait, and neither does MedVet. They're open 24/7, 365 days a year, from sudden injuries to serious illness. Their expert teams are always ready for emergency and specialty care. Visit MedVet.com to find your nearest hospital. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Jackets hit the road for a battle with the Kings. Live fan coverage starts Monday night at 9:30.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Heating and Cooling.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Fan.
podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty of clouds around, mainly dry and breezy. Temperatures holding in the low 40s on this Monday. Overnight, down to the mid-30s with mild temperatures and rain showers moving in. Showers out early on Tuesday. Winds pick up, but so do the temperatures, back in the low 50s by the afternoon. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The number one pizza expert and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
Oh, Mikey, you might not think it, but we have a little Matt Kuchar update.
Matt Kuchar update.
Kooch! Yes, that's right. Matt Kuchar and his son.
Oh, little Kuch.
Yes, baby Kuch.
Baby Kuch.
They won the PNC championship. Oh, dear God. They won the PNC championship.
Nothing like a little holiday cooch.
This is the tournament that Tiger and his son would play in as well to get the ball rolling. Cameron Kuchar and Matt Kuchar. They got the job done here. I like this event. I didn't get a chance to watch any this weekend, but when Charlie Woods has been playing in this thing and you get him and Tiger out there doing it, it's fun. I think John Daly and John Daly Jr. have played in this thing as well. So nice to see Kuch and son,
you know,
in the winner's circle.
Our guy Ryan Baker.
Ryan Baker's a good baker.
He's an avid baker.
Yeah, he is.
And he handed me a little thing of Christmas selections. And
what you got in there?
See, this is my favorite. This is a gob of white chocolate.
Oh, that is good. With sprinkles, right?
On the inside, the sprinkles are unnecessary. On the inside,
they're good.
We've got peanuts and pretzels.
It's just like a cluster.
It's just a cluster of
goodness.
Salty goodness. You get the white chocolate sweet, the salty.
It's delicious.
Bust your teeth up. You know what? Doesn't matter.
I remember those from last year, and it's good to see that he's got them back in the holiday bag again. So that's great. Are you done with all of the like holiday treats? We're here on the 22nd. Is there any more
done with
baking
treats
that needs to be done?
I don't bake for the holidays.
Oh.
My mother does that. My mother-in-law does that.
You don't do any of the cookies?
No, I eat the cookies.
Well, obviously you eat the cookies. I thought you'd be doing something. You're cooking so much. I thought you'd be
on
baking
Christmas
a little bit.
On Christmas Day, when people come over, I will make bread. I'll have fresh focaccia bread ready to go. But that's the extent of my baking this holiday season. I eat the treats that other people bake for me.
Do we do any dipping with the focaccia bread?
If you
do
want.
Do we have any marinara? Do we have any like oil?
Marinara? Yeah. No, you don't need it. You don't
all
need
right.
it. All right. Plus this. All right, Johnny. Plus, this thing is impregnated with so much olive oil that you can if you want. But really, it's just so greasy with the olive oil, it's unnecessary.
Good.
Maybe
good.
A little balsamic, an aged balsamic.
No, that would be great. That would be traditional, and that would be great. That would be tasty. So we have been asking everybody, look, we got the burner phone open here right now. Please hit us up there, 614-787-3093. Email us, too, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Possible best Christmas gift that you can ever recall, or one of your worst Christmas gifts. I am seeing a lot of thank yous. One from Megan. I don't know if you remember. She said, thank you, Common Man, for the cameo from my brother Chris giving hate to Herbie. He loved it. Said it was the best gift ever.
I remember.
That's
awesome.
Great.
Look, I hope that I can impact you, you know, 90 seconds, 2 minutes, however these videos are, however long they are for you. I hope that you appreciate them and that I'm adding something to your holiday season. Because my goal is every single year as I eat my white chocolate little cluster, is to get one person out there, just one, to not kill themselves. Someone who would normally kill themselves, if I can just help that one person.
That's your God's work.
That's my work right there.
Well, it honestly
is. You think I could get a commercial if I talk about that?
You have before.
Tis the season for not killing yourself.
I don't know if that's
I'm quite, common man here.
I don't know if that's the tone that they're going to want for the next On Our Sleeves campaign. You might have to like tinker with the language.
Why? But why can't we be blunt? Common man here for don't kill yourself.
Don't do it.
You selfish bastard.
Honestly, we're being serious. No, don't do it. Someone out there loves you.
There's multiple people that love you. I care about you.
And it is very, very nice to hear when people do email that Gmail account. And if they ever say anything about how just listening to your show helped me through some dark times or some tough times in my life, all that is,
that is honestly why we do it. That Timmy and I do not take lightly.
Absolutely.
So we're happy to be with you and spend some time with you.
That is honestly the best thing that you can hear for all the laughs that you might get from this show. If it ever really does help you through just a difficult time.
This show
helps you take your mind off.
Doing this show every single day, being part of my routine,
sure,
helps me. So I'm always happy to hear
while we're on the emotional stuff. This was a nice text that I just got. I'll share this with you. This is Bob. This happened in Christmas 1995. Father gave me a Black & Decker snake light. Ooh, you remember those?
Yeah.
I had this. I don't know if it was a Black & Decker. They might have had the, maybe they invented the snake light. Maybe it was theirs.
I put mine up my butt.
You snaked it up there?
Snaked it up there.
Was Black & Decker the Sears brand, or was that sort of their own thing? Sears was Craftsman. I'm sorry. Sears had Craftsman. Black & Decker might have been
That's a separate thing entirely.
So he said he got the snake light. The gift was unimportant. I disagree. I say it's a great gift. But I knew that it was going to be the last present I was ever going to receive from my father due to terminal lung cancer. I still have the light. No idea if it still works, but it's a forever gift. That's good.
I like that.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry. I'm eating my white chocolate bark.
No. That's quite okay.
All right.
You have one?
Tell me about you as I chew the best gift you ever received.
So this was almost a best worst daily double. This was amazing. It's still overall, I look back on this and I laugh and I really cherish my Pop-Pop's sense of humor because we were very close all the way to the very end. This is my dad's dad who lived in Chesterton, Indiana for most of his entire life since the early 60s. Oh my God, he's from the 60s. So this was Christmas 1993. We're in our spot in Northern Virginia and Mama and Pop-Pop were out in person for this one.
Mama and Pop-Pop.
I don't remember them being there every single Christmas day, but for the most part, they were here for this one. So we just gave the Matt Kuchar update. You guys know that I am like as in love with golf as I am about any hobby, and I play it to this day. I love getting out there, and this was the Christmas where I got my first set of sticks, and I was so excited about it. And I was 9 years old. It was a white and green leather or synthetic leather staff bag. You know, we don't have those newfangled ping hoofers like we have now where you got the kickstand, but it was great. He got the towel for me. It was a McGregor set. If I didn't say that, it was a beautiful set of clubs. Had the club covers on the woods, like the old knit style ones.
It's nice.
Almost like a throwback style set of clubs.
So where does the worst come into play?
So after I'm, you know, an hour's gone by, I'm holding on to the golf clubs. I'm like taking half swings in the living room. I'm messing around with the putter, putting golf balls all over the place. Then like this is how he wanted to end the Christmas. This is the last gift. This was like the surprise gift that you didn't get. And so it's this little, like, I don't know, like looks like a box size thing, not too big. I opened this sucker up, and my Pop-Pop wrapped and gifted me Brussels sprouts. he gave me Brussels sprouts.
Is this when you finally
end the holiday?
Came to terms with his dementia? Was it that?
This was him just being a sick son of a bitch and being very, very funny
I actually do appreciate
and
that.
I appreciate the humor, too. I was not ready to hear it. I didn't take it well. I stormed out of there. I ran up to the top of the steps. I can still remember being at the top of the steps with my legs kind of dangling, and I'm like stomping on the steps there, screaming in agony and disgust.
Man. Somebody needs their ass beat.
How could you do this? I mean, what an ungrateful little brat.
Someone needs their ass beaten.
He probably gave us cash. They always gave us a nice check
for
Christmas.
He's buying you golf clubs.
I got golf clubs.
And you're throwing a hissy fit?
Over a $5 gag gift at the end?
My God, what an ungrateful brat.
I can picture his arms being raised up like this saying, Timmy boy, I'm sorry, buddy. It was a joke. I'm like, oh, yeah, real funny joke, Pop-Up.
Man, you were my kid.
Disgusting.
I'd be running up those steps, giving you something to complain about.
And it kept me hating Brussels sprouts way into my adult life. And only now, I think it's the absolute best dish that Hyde Park has.
You want to know why people hated Brussels sprouts back in the day? It's not because we grew up and our palates changed.
It's a green vegetable.
Nobody knew how to cook Brussels sprouts.
People just boiled them.
Okay, they were just steamed or boiled,
yeah,
and they tasted like butt-oleo.
You gotta roast them.
But now, we're searing them, we're roasting them, we got copious amounts of bacon that
sea
we cook
salt.
Them with,
yeah.
Right?
And cast that's, iron skillet.
Wow, go figure. This doesn't taste like ass. Because we learned how to cook them. All right, I'm going to tell you about the greatest gift that I ever received. We're going to go back to Christmas 1991.
Ooh, 2 years before.
Oh, 1991. I was a young
Washington
lad.
Redskins winning the Super Bowl, baby.
No, that's not it either.
That was my gift.
I will tell you about my special gift. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a couple-minute delay due to an accident that's on Stelter Road between Easton Way and Morse Road. There's also a couple-minute slowdown on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard-Rome Road. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get 500 points for logging into the Lowe's app for the first time. Take advantage of all your pro benefits today. Valid 12-1-25 to 1-7-26. Offer valid for first login only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Talking about Christmas time. Want to know why? Because it's Christmas time. Traditions, best/worst gifts you've ever received. I'll start with my worst gift. And it was always from my crazy Aunt Rose.
Aunt Rose.
Now, let me tell you something. Aunt Rose is no longer with us. But she was the craziest person that I've ever known in real life.
Just a true crazy aunt.
Just a true, in every sense of the word, crazy aunt. I'll tell you just one little tale.
You don't even have to embellish with this aunt,
about
right?
Aunt Rose. No. Now, she was very nice and loving. She was just stupid. She was...
Don't sugarcoat it.
She was convinced that when a black person and a white person got together and had a child, the resulting child was Puerto Rican.
That was the only option.
That was the only
outcome.
And she'd be like, Puerto Rican. It's like, I know what mixed
doesn't
means.
Doesn't make any sense.
I know what mulatto means. I don't know that they become instantly Puerto Rican.
No.
They're both from North Dakota, Rose. They're not Puerto Rican.
That's just what happens when a black person and a white person mate and have a child.
But if I could say this with all honesty, she wasn't racist in any way.
She just didn't know
she
was talking about.
Right? She was just dumb. So one year, I swear to God, she got my gifts at the gas station on the way to Christmas. That's how bad these gifts were. So one year, I'm like 12, 13 years old. She gets me a pair of Dallas Cowboys sweatpants.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I didn't blurt that out. I had no idea this was the story.
Dallas Cowboys sweatpants.
Oh, and because you're a football fan, right?
Oh, Dallas Cowboys sweatpants. He goes, yeah, because I know you love football. I said, yeah, but we all root for the Bears. Oh, what's the difference? This is a different team entirely.
The difference.
Anyway, thanks, Ant. That was a good one.
You see, I had to get like set straight when I was like in elementary school years, like really as I was growing up, because I grew up a Washington Redskins fan. I really was a fan of them and them alone. And I had T-shirts. I remember I still had remember Chalkline, that
Absolutely.
Brand
still exists.
Are they still banging?
Yeah, they're still banging.
You're kidding me.
That's where
Chalkline
I got
is around.
My Brett the Hitman Hart leather jacket was from Chalkline.
Shit. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, Clark.
I did not know that. I had a Mark Rippon Chalkline jacket. Like, picture that, a satin jacket. I think it said Mark the Ripster or something like that on it. If I had that. But I had some Redskin stuff, but my dad and also my pop-up, like, they were sick in the head when it came to shopping deals. Like, you know how big Value City was, like up in your parts in the Chicago, greater Chicago area. Cause up there, you know, they would head into Chicago once a year or so to do a big Christmas shop, and he'd get stuff on markdown, whether it was at the department stores or whatever. But I would just have gobs and gobs of sports stuff from teams I didn't give a flip about. And my dad, same way, he got that from his dad. I asked you not, Colin. I had a Cleveland Browns satin tracksuit.
Just because it was on sale.
I had a windbreaker suit with the pants and the zip-up jacket. Cleveland Browns, growing up in Northern Virginia. And I probably wore that two or three times before I got wise. I said, what the hell am I doing? What am I going to wear a Browns windbreaker suit for? I had a Green Bay Packers coat. It's like a nice coat. But again, it's
on
like,
sale.
Like you with the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, you like the football.
Sweatpants? I'm like, yeah, it's a nice coat. I wore it when it was snowing a couple times.
I filled up at the Sunoco on the corner. This is the last thing they had. Oh, and it's a small, too. Thank you. Normally, I shop in the Husky section. No, but here's the greatest gift I ever got.
Oh, my God.
Christmas 1991. In mid-December of that year, Tecmo Super Bowl came out
for
Nintendo. God. All right, mid-December.
You are striking a tune.
This was a gift. This was a game that nobody could get. The fact that it came out during the Christmas season. Each store would get like five of these games. They were sold out instantly. I really wanted that, but I wasn't going to be a greedy bastard. Instead, I knew that my parents would never find that for me.
What do you think that retailed for when it came out in the early 90s?
Like, you think it was 30 or something?
30 bucks or so, yeah, for a brand new game?
But I remember I didn't have the original Tecmo Bowl yet, so I just asked for that. I didn't have that yet.
Okay.
Right? And so Christmas morning comes, and I can tell it's a Nintendo game just by the shape of the box, and I'm very excited about it. I open it up. It's not Tecmo Bowl.
John Elway's quarterback?
It's Tecmo Super Bowl.
Oh!
Okay?
You got it!
And I'm staring at this thing. And my mother thinks I'm disappointed and says, I'm so sorry. I went to the store to get the regular Tecmo Bowl, and I asked the salesperson where it was, and he handed me this one and said, I only have one of these left. He'll like this better. And I was ready to give it back to him and say, no, I want the regular one.
How did she not know?
She didn't know.
That, like,
she just knew
Super Bowl is what you wanted,
no,
but it's just
she
they weren't going to have it anywhere, so regular will be fine.
And so it was a pure accident. Like, she happened to be there right when they were getting their only copy of the day.
Oh, thank God.
In, right? And for the next 3 months, I was the only one of my friends that had this game, and so my place was the place to be. I instantly became the most popular kid.
Forget about a ping pong table. You got Tecmo Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
We can all be Bo Jackson
and
now.
And it was a total accident. My mom apologized to me as I was opening it.
But this was like Jack with the Xbox.
But I didn't even bother asking for this, because I knew it was unattainable.
But you were so stunned.
Yes,
were speechless.
I was speechless.
Would you have like a quiet cry almost?
I was speechless. I was without speech.
which is not good for a radio show.
No, it's
that,
not.
That is so cool. Those are the gifts that you remember forever. I'm trying to think What were the stores that we had to hit up back in the day? Toys R Us, I want to say, was one of the hot spots if you wanted a new game, right?
We had a place called Child World or Child's World or something. It was like castle themed. That was the toy store that we would go to.
Okay.
Then in the mall, you had the KB.
KB Toys.
KB Toys.
KB Toys also competing with Toys R Us, right? I'm trying to think if we had like a gaming. Like, we didn't have that GameStop.
Funko. Was that what it was called?
Funko. Funko? That sounds familiar. That does sound familiar.
Evil Bald Colin, look that up. Funko, Funoko.
But we didn't. But I don't Sunoco, know if we had like a straight up Coco. Like video. Coco the Monkey. Straight up video game store where that's all they did. And then later on, you could go to Best Buy or one of the bigger Circuit City, Best Buy, the electronics stores to get that. Someone.
Funko Land.
Funko Land? Is that what that is?
I think so.
I don't know why it doesn't ring up.
CBC.
See, the only thing that's really coming up is those Funko Pop like
figurines. No. Yeah, that's Jen's gaga over those things. Those desktop items. Randy sends one into the email line.
Funko Land.
Okay.
Funko Land is now defunct.
You got like a picture of a storefront?
They had one on Morse Road here. Says Funko Land was an American video game retailer based in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, that specialized in selling new and used video game software. They went out of business 25 years ago. Merged with Babbage's to form GameStop.
Oh, okay. So that did become GameStop.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Let's short sell it. Let's really make some money.
Babbage's.
The Babbage's. Randy Deneen sends one in. You can email us at goodcleanboy@gmail.com. I've had lots of great Christmas presents, but one clearly sticks out at the other end of the spectrum. Oh, it sticks out. One Christmas in the early 90s. We're all going back to the early 90s now. All I wanted was the new Madden game. All right. So it was about Tecmo Super Bowl for you. This had to be very early stages of Madden as well. He wanted it for Sega Genesis. Oh, I love this. Sega! Christmas morning came, and I saw the wrapped gift that was the exact size of a Genesis game. As I tore into it, my heart sank as I saw it was not the new Madden, but instead, Joe Montana football.
Oh, no.
Joe Montana football.
The lesser
seriously
football game.
Go to jail, Santa. I blurted out a name back there. Did you ever remember John Elway's quarterback?
I didn't have that.
A cheap piece of crap game. I had that game, and it was inferior to all other football games that were out there.
There was one time where I was actually in tears before I even opened any presents. And that was when I snuck down the hall. It's probably 5 o'clock in the morning to see what to see if Santa had left anything. Because back
tell us after the break.
Back in the day, no, it's not long. Back in the day, Santa didn't wrap.
Yeah.
So all Santa's gifts were front and center by the fireplace, unwrapped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm creeping down the hallway, trying to avoid all of the wooden spots that squeak.
Oh,
because I don't want to wake my parents
really
up now.
You're really being ninja.
Oh,
you're trying to get
I'm ninjing this thing.
You're a peeping Tom.
So I go over to the family room, and I don't dare turn on a light. I can just see the outline of presents there. So I know there's presents there. I know that Santa's come. I'm not turning on a light, but one of the presents had the shape of a big, giant penis. And I remember I was so upset.
What are you talking about?
I was so upset. I went back into my room and got under the covers and cried and thought that Santa had given me a big penis because I was bad that year. And that was my equivalent of coal.
How would there be a big giant penis?
I saw the outline of a big giant, like 3-foot penis. And I was convinced that's what I got from Santa.
Was there like a sacky at the base too? Like a typical doodle that you would draw?
I couldn't see that, but I saw the
just a big
the shaft and the tip. I saw the shaft and the tip.
What did it wind up being?
So then, when we turn on the lights, it's a big bank shaped like a crayon.
Crayon. It was the crayon bank.
It was a crayon bank, but I was so upset I was convinced that it was a big giant penis.
Well,
and that's what Santa Claus got me because I was bad that year.
That crayon bank is rather wiener like.
Oh, it was in the dark?
Sure.
When you can't see?
It's pretty fine tip though. Yeah.
You know what though? At that time in my life, I wasn't really high on
exact shapes.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Foodgasm coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 33. Also watch for a slowdown on southbound 315 between 670 and Town Street. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet. Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains. And Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90 degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
It's that time of...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
What's the point of watching football all weekend if you can't overanalyze it?
Reaction Monday is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
The Fan.
Their favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
You know, you shamed me for the way that I said cran.
You shamed me, which I think was actually proper for my marinara comment, and I agree.
This is from...
Shame was warranted.
The YouTube chat. Joe says, Common Man is saying cran right. We used to go to the Crayola Crayon Factory in Kansas every year in elementary school when I lived in Wichita. And I guess that's how you said it there. Crayon.
Back there in Wichita?
Give me a crayon. By the way, speaking of Kansas, did you see the Chiefs made it official today?
Chiefs are going to move to Kansas.
Moving to Kansas. Going to build a dome in Kansas. So I love Arrowhead. I've been there to see a game.
Yeah.
It is the most college atmosphere that you will get in the NFL. And now they're going to build a dome just like everybody else.
I haven't been there yet, but I would also say what the Buffalo Bills have packing, that feels like the other most college-like atmosphere in the NFL.
Yes, that's
but
right.
But I've not been to Buffalo. I've probably been to between 6 and 10 games at Arrowhead Stadium. One of my best friends had season tickets the whole time I was going to school at KU. And it was remarkable. It was an unbelievable experience. And I can remember being as cold in that stadium as I've ever been in any other place I've ever lived. And I don't know if Kansas gets that kind of credit for how
when they get cold weather there.
Oh my God.
It's like tundra, prairie stuff. They're amputating limbs after the game's over.
I know. People remember that, right? Like how cold it was for that Chiefs playoff game. That was like last year, 2 years ago. Appendages. Members were getting sawn off after that game.
Wieners. Just gone.
Didn't make it through the day.
Turned black.
That was honestly the first time I understood how having a little drinky really did help you not feel the cold as much. It was one of those, it was a game against the Broncos. It was pre-Thanksgiving. It was like 6 degrees, wind chill had to be well below zero. And having a few Boulevard Wheats at the tailgate was like, oh, wow, this is pretty magical. I feel like I'm good to go for the whole entire game.
Now, that's, you know, bad for you because it tricks your body into thinking sure. that it's okay.
Yes. But I was bundled up.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
good as you could be. But I'm not saying go out there in a t-shirt or be Barrel Man, but that was, you know, I was not the biggest party guy. I was not the dude that was
really
getting slammed and getting blitzed every single weekend in college. Shocks you, right?
I know, shocking.
I was pretty good with the ladies.
No, that's wrong.
Man and Timmy present.
Oh yeah.
Foodgasm.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right, what I want from you is your Christmas cookie power rankings. Now, every family's different, right? But I'm just going off of the stuff that my mother and my mother-in-law makes.
We used to call them, everyone's got a different name for these. We called them the Mexican wedding cakes. They're the powdered cake balls. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
No, they're just like I couldn't even tell you like what the key difference is with the dough versus like your classic sugar cookie dough. Because we'd have different types of dough depending on what the cookie's going to be. I mean, I don't think that's abnormal. And this one would be the kind of cookie that would harden a little bit, but it was soft on the inside, and they were just doused with powdered sugar. And they were just in ball forms. They were bites, basically.
Like, were they hard or soft?
A donut hole. A little bit hard on the outside, like a crunchy exterior, and then soft and cake-like in the middle.
I've never Delicious. Had anything like that.
And my mom called them the Mexican wedding cakes.
We
I
had
don't know what
the
that harkens to, but that's what they were called in my house.
Sicilian fig cookies that I sliced my finger on the razor blade. I
yes.
told you. I told you about that story.
Which is essentially like just a homemade version of like, it looks like a Fig Newton, right? It's the dough's wrapped around the fig.
It's harder than a Fig Newton.
Okay.
But yes, the dough is wrapped around the fig and it's decorated with the razor blade slashes and some colorful sprinkle poppy things, whatever the hell they
okay.
are. But anyway, that's a good classic one. My mom does a lemon cookie. That's very delicious. Buckeyes. Everybody does Buckeyes.
Buckeyes.
They're a must on any holiday spread.
Yep.
But you know, I'll tell you what mom does recently. She didn't do this when I was a kid. The last 10, 15 years she started doing. She takes two Ritz crackers, puts peanut butter in the middle
mm-hmm.
to make a little sandwich, and then enrobes the entire thing in chocolate. It's yeah. delicious.
I'll actually give Jack a little credit for this, because this isn't a cookie that he bakes, but he picked something up. You know how kids, when they're in that 8 to 12 year range, they're finding all these things on the internet and they want to try all these things themselves, right? And 99% of these things, they turn out to be disasters. Well, he found one where you basically just get the Ghirardelli like chocolate spheres, the ones that are made for baking, the ones that melt down.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just get Oreos or double stuff Oreos and just go nuts dousing these things in chocolate and then putting them in the refrigerator until they harden up.
Well, how can that be bad?
How could that be bad? Like basically a state fair type of food? Sorry, but he put a little sprinkles in there too, just to sort of decorate the chocolate coating.
I understand.
But white chocolate and milk chocolate covered Oreos that he did, and he feels like he's a bigger part of Christmas and helping out. Who's going to shun that? That's fantastic. That's always good. I put that in my top five. So I've got the powdered cookies as well. My top two would always go with our standard sugar cookies that are decorated like we're 5 years old because we suck at decorating. And then number one is my mom's jelly cookie recipe.
Oh, I love a jelly cookie.
Where we go with like the dollop size.
A little thumbprint.
Yeah, thumbprint.
My mom would call them thumbprint cookies.
Thumbprint cookies is right. You clean your hands really good and do the thumbprint. And then you'd use red currant jelly. And we'd never be able to find the same kind of mint jelly twice because it's always
mint.
Different. Yes, it's a green jelly
mint.
That's got mint flavoring to it. It is delicious.
See, that sounds very odd to me.
Oh, it's good,
We
though.
Would do ours with the, with the apricot preserves.
Sure. Yep.
Delicious.
That's good, too. All right, I don't have time to tell you about this, but
good news, Timmy. We have an hour.
I had a Christmas miracle in the food realm that just happened to me a couple of days ago.
Say, if that's not a tease, I don't know what is.
Oh, it's going to be a good Christmas for us.
I think we kept a couple people from killing themselves today, Timmy.
Maybe one just turned to two.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
We've got an accident that's causing some delay. That's on Hall Road between Norton Road and Counton Road. And there's some slowdown on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Wet basement? Call R&R Foundation Specialist. From cracked foundations to clogged drains, water damage can sneak in from anywhere. No hidden fees, no sloppy work, just honest, expert waterproofing. Protect your home from water damage. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
From the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon or evening, whichever you prefer. I'm Cole Bartemus. We'll be counting down all of this week and next until the clock strikes 7:30 on New Year's Eve. That is when Ohio State will be taking on Miami in Jerry World. Buckeyes currently stand as 9.5-point favorites. On the basketball side, the Buckeyes will welcome Grambling into the shot tomorrow at 2 p.m. We'll be airing that game right here on 97.1. And we do have some local action tonight. The Blue Jackets will be in Southern California this evening taking on the LA Kings. Puck drop will be at 10 Eastern. Catch that game right here on The Fan with coverage beginning at 9:30. Elsewhere in the sports world, Notre Dame and BYU have scheduled a home-and-home for the next two seasons. These two were supposed to face off at the Pop-Tart Bowl prior to Notre Dame's abstinence. The headline from this is that this series is going to replace Notre Dame's annual rivalry with USC, which now enters dormancy. And we're just a few hours away from Monday Night Football. San Francisco and Indianapolis, second game for Phillip Rivers off the couch. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
One watches QVC religiously. The other studies Paige Spiranek's golf swing. This is Man and Timmy.
Hey, happy Monday.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, Joe Biden, how are you?
Oh, this is why I love the interaction with you guys, because we're trying to, like, find something. We're talking about what the video game stops were, like the physical stores that we would go to in the 90s to get the games. Mike was talking about his best Christmas gift when he thought at best he was going to get regular Tecmo Bowl, but he got Tecmo Super Bowl from his ma by mistake. And it was one of the greatest things. And I'm saying, like, where would we go? He's saying KB Toys. We're saying Toys R Us. And then a few of you on the burner phone hit me with the place that was strictly for video games, Electronics Boutique.
EB.
EB.
Not EBC. Evil Bald
no,
Colin, but
that's
Electronics Boutique.
Electronics Boutique was the best. They had one of those standard size spots in the mall. I think in Potomac Mills Mall growing up, it was near the Pro Image. Did you ever have a Pro Image growing up?
We had a Sharper Image.
No. Pro Image was... picture a lids, but then add in jerseys and
if we had
sports
it,
t-shirts and
I
all that.
I don't remember it.
Because we had it like back, we also had a Sports Authority, which was the big sporting goods store. And then over on the corner, Pro Image would be the place to go if you just wanted a hat. And they had, they had hats from floor all the way up
Did
to the
ceiling.
Did you
have the Sport Mart? Did you have that?
I don't think I had a
Sport Mart. They turned into Dick's? Something turned into Dick's.
Galleons, maybe? Got bought up by Dick's? We had a Galleons in Northern Virginia. When they built that, when they opened it, it was like, spread the word, we got a rock wall in here.
Oh, that was a big deal, buddy.
Yes, it was like a two-story place. You can go rock climbing in the Galleons.
I tell you, the only time I ever stole anything was I stole a pair of sunglasses at the Galleons.
Ooh,
and I regret
that's
I regret
that's
it.
Bad,
I regret it to this day because my buddy had told me, "Hey, I found out a way to beat the system." Really? Because
hopefully
they had,
not Oakley's.
They were.
Oh God!
Because they had the little alarms on the sunglasses. Because these things were like $100.
Of course, yeah, minimum. Right?
And so the alarms when you walk out of the store, they only go up to about shoulder level. But if you put the sunglasses on top of your head,
they would be above?
Like a person would wear sunglasses
they
on their head.
Getting the sensors?
They were too high for the sensors to pick them up. So remember, I stole a pair of Oakleys from the Galleons.
Just walked right out like you owned the joint.
I felt so bad about it.
Well, did you... Did you just keep them, or did you ever feel so bad about it that you took them back?
I kept them.
I just felt bad.
I never
stole again.
And I never did that again, nor would I ever do it again. That was my brush with crime.
Yeah, the one thing that I stole was a Pizza Hut pizza in college. You know how, like, you could just take a... You just would bypass
the little,
like...
Well, now that's not true. I have stolen food before.
Yeah.
When I was a poor...
I felt bad about that.
Poor broadcaster.
I was obviously a very poor college student, but obviously any kind of stealing is wrong. You shouldn't do it.
We had a KFC buffet, and my buddy and I went in there once, and we had a big duffel bag. Black duffel bag. Right?
Is there any other kind?
And I go into the bathroom, and you could lock the door. It was a single stall bathroom.
Oh,
right?
You need one of those at KFC. Because I'm going to blow this thing up.
I went into the bathroom, and I started yelling and screaming and making all sorts of noise in there. Just like I was going crazy, right?
You're like the Utah screamer.
All the employees came by the door, which left the front unattended. So my buddy put all the chicken in the black duffel bag.
You idiots. Forget about the cash.
I know.
In the till.
No, there was no cash being stolen. We stole all the chicken.
We're taking the fried chicken.
So he put all the chicken in the duffel bag.
And then the Colonel's recipe.
About 5 minutes of screaming bloody murder in the bathroom, I just opened the door.
I'm all right.
There's like four terrified people out there. And I just said, you're out of the toilet paper. And then I walked away. Again.
Crab step out of there.
Don't do any of this. All right. I regret it. I think about it. That's my penance. Don't do any of it.
All right. So
that's why I'm jacked in the head.
So this show took a dark turn real quick. I mean, it's the
and
Christmas
there was the time
season.
I murdered someone.
Right. I murdered a drifter and I got away with it because, you know, who's going to tell? So this is a Christmas miracle. I did not steal anything for this, but sometimes you just wind up getting a bunch of stuff for free. Now, I did not maybe know, because we've talked a lot about Jack Stack Barbecue. We just mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs
back there.
And if you, I've told you many times, if you ever take a trip around Kansas City, if you're a sports fan, there's few cities you can go to that are as good as KC. If you're a baseball fan,
you got the Negro League Museum
which is one of the most underrated places. You have some of the most original barbecue joints. You've got the original Arthur Bryant's that's not far from that museum. You've got some old ballpark sites that are great. You, of course, have the Chiefs. You have the Royals. You have the basketball, the College Basketball Hall of Fame, which is great.
Yeah,
the
Kansas City is a sleepy, good weekend vacation destination.
So if you go, make sure you do a nice, like, sit-down dinner at Jack Stack's. And it's, like, a nice fine dining. We liken it to, say, going to a Hyde Park around here.
Right,
it's a nice dinner.
It's barbecue.
It's good stuff.
You can eat with your hands, but they have white linen tablecloths.
So I can honestly understand, like, with the amount that we've talked about them and pumped them up and probably gotten them a lot of online sales, that this was, like, by... This was on purpose. So I told you last week, we're getting ready for the Christmas dinner. I placed a pretty damn big order on Jack Stack on the shipping website, and they do a good job. You put the order in, and if they're running on time, they get that out there to you in 2 days. And it's packed in dry ice in the big styrofoam coolers, and you unpack your stuff. Well, I got the stuff. It hit the porch a couple of days ago. It's over the weekend. And as I'm opening it, I figured it might come in two boxes, you know, with the size order that I placed. And so I'm like, okay, two big boxes out there. I get the razor blade. I'm cutting this open. And immediately, as I'm looking at stuff, I see like the pack of sausages. And I'm like, oh, Ed, this is not the car that I ordered. And as I'm going through it, I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. This is a massive order. And I look at the packing slip. And the packing slip is correct. Like, address is right. Order number is right. It's got like my... It's got my six items on the packing slip, but nothing else. I am not kidding you. There were 11 items. 11 items in here that I did not have
on
my order. I had six things. Four proteins and two sides.
Was this just a mistake, or have you been sending so much business to
That's
them?
That's what I'm saying.
By talking about him on the air, they
That's
said, oh,
a
this,
thank
is,
you.
This is the Timmy from Columbus.
This is Tim Hall from
Here's
Columbus,
some
Ohio.
Extra meat.
This is the good, clean Jayhawk that, you know, worked out here in
well,
our town and then
is
went around.
Something.
I mean, you do the math on this. This is not, I recommend it, everyone, but, you know, bring your checkbook, bring your wallet when you go and buy it. It's top quality barbecue that's shipped nationwide. Each protein, if you're going a la carte, is in like the $50 to $60 range. And the sides are like $25 to $35. I got 11 free things that were not in there. More spare ribs, pork burn ends, the strawberry barbecued sausage links, extra cheesy corn bake, extra baked beans, extra potato bake. And their side, the best side
that
in the
cheesy
world.
Cheesy corn bake, buddy.
Oh my God.
That's pretty good. I've had it.
Liquid loving. Is what that is.
Mark loving?
No.
Much better than
not.
Him.
It's doing that cheesy corn bake dirty. Say it's like Mark loving. Average 13 a game on the worst team you'll ever see.
That's better than the time that I sent all the people to the popcorn place in Illinois. Right?
Yeah.
So
your
Great
Clark's?
American Popcorn.
Oh.
No. That's Nuts on Clark.
It's Nuts different. On Clark.
Which, by the way, I'm on that now. There was this popcorn place in Galena, Illinois, that I'd gotten popcorn from, and I talked about them a couple times on the air, and they sent me an email and said, we're getting a ton of orders from Columbus, Ohio.
That's nice.
And we heard that you're the reason why.
That's pretty cool.
And I said, yes, that's me. I like your product. And
I'm from Chicago.
I'm happy that I sent some people your way. And they said, just like you. They said they wanted to do me a favor because I've been sending so much business their way.
Wow.
But instead of including $600 worth of free meat in my box, they said, you know what? Your next order, 20% off. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. But then I go on their website and they have a code for 20% off. Anybody could get it.
Oh, my God.
And for you, 20% off.
What's the point of even sending the
There's
email?
No point.
I'd have rather not known.
No point.
I'll tell you what I can do. I can give that lady over there extra special care for nothing.
All right, how stupid are Michigan people? We'll talk about it next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are a little slow on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to US 33. Now there's a couple minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Transportation. What do we do to be safe and ready to go? Buckle up, phones down, take it slow. Let's work together to ensure everyone makes it home for the holidays. Brought to you by ODOT, the Ohio State Highway Patrol, and Ohio Traffic Safety Office. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Love football, love wings. Put those bad boys together and you get Austin and Bird live at Roosters.
Presented by Bryant Heating and Cooling.
Large amounts of football and all the donkey sauce you can handle. Mondays on the Fan's YouTube channel.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan Weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Plenty of clouds around, a bit of a breeze, but for the most part dry on this Monday. Temperatures holding in the low 40s. Overnight, we'll drop back down to the mid to upper 30s with mainly cloudy skies and a couple of rain showers. Showers out, the winds pick up, as do the temperatures. Mostly cloudy skies and back in the low 50s by Tuesday afternoon. With your 10 weather impact forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Jerry Martz on The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show you can feel deep down in your plums.
No! That is a bad place to touch. No! No, 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 no!
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Men, the holidays are in full swing here. We got Christmas in 3 days. We got hustle. We got bustle. We're trying to eat lots of food. Mike, you think you need a lot of energy for this time of year?
No.
The answer is yes.
Oh, yes. I mean, yes.
Right. You feel like you got a lot of energy, enough to get through it?
No.
You need some help, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that too, or I did feel like that before I started seeing my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Maybe some of these things apply to you. Low sexy time drive, bad sleep patterns, unproductive workouts, decreased energy was the big one for me, just crashing out on the couch too soon, brain fog. I mean, nothing is going to cure my brain fog, but we can try. Tri-State Men's Health, they are experts at treating low testosterone, low T, as they say in the biz. So you go to tristatemenshealth.com, you start off with that simple quiz, that will help you. Then know they've got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, so they're easy to get to. That first appointment, $99. You get the consult, TMPSA test. If you sign up for the testosterone treatment the day of the appointment and get that quick shot in the ace, your visit is free. And, you know, just like it was for me, and it's done. It's that quick. Tri-State Men's Health.
I saw that DK Metcalf was suspended today.
What did DK do? They're running together now.
He took a swing at a fan.
Yeah, I was still thinking of Ed Cooley chucking a water bottle at a kid's face.
Nope.
No, probably no, just
that's a different one.
Eating from the trash again. No, DK, God, what? I mean, not that there's any excuse. I suppose there could be an excuse as to what would lead you to reach up into the stands like that, because we had Lamar Jackson's back earlier this year.
That's right.
Because a Bills fan was physically shoving down at one of their players.
Right.
He might have done it to Lamar, and Lamar just kind of snapped back and gave a nice two-armed, straight-arm shove back.
That was a
like,
big
hey,
win for
off.
The Steelers yesterday.
Oh, what a
And that
game.
Was a big loss for the Lions yesterday. We can talk. I like how all of a sudden now people are like, hey, you know what? NFL officiating? Not very consistent.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, I'm aware of it. Welcome to every year.
It's like every weekend just gets, it's like they want to crescendo towards their biggest time, which is the end of the year in the playoffs. It's not as if they get better and more locked in as the year gets long. It's as if the blemishes continue to rise to the top. And a lot of these games don't really matter as much, but there's always going to be, you know, two, three, or four games that matter a great deal.
I'll give it to the Lions, though, man. You know, after that game, emotions run high. You got microphones in your face. You perhaps lost a game that's going to take you out of playoff contention. And it was a bad offensive pass interference call that people universally agree probably shouldn't have been a penalty. But nobody in that locker room, including Dan Campbell, said that penalty is the reason why we lost. You can't put yourselves in a position where the referees can win or lose you the game.
No.
Yeah. They did not play well for that entire football game. It caught up with them at the end. Yes, it was a bad penalty, but they didn't make excuses. You can't put yourself in that position.
And a lot of people early on just kept saying that the Ravens were going to still be fine in the AFC North and that the Steelers would crash out. And
no,
look,
the Ravens are
I'm not making any, I'm not grandstanding for the Pittsburgh Steelers and what they're going to do. They're going to get to the playoffs and all likelihood lose their first game. They will get a home game though, because they're going to win the division. But that Ravens team is cooked. They are done. And Pittsburgh is going to do like they normally do, finish above 500, limp on into the playoffs, maybe win a home game, but it will be short-lived. And Denver losing.
Yeah,
this
how about
week.
That, man?
Denver losing.
Losing
this
at home
too.
To the Jags. But the Jags, there is
the
a scenario.
The Jags are an 11-win team.
Where they have the number ones. They can get the bye in the AFC.
Yeah, because you've got the Patriots. And by the way, the Patriots coming from behind now. had to score two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to get that 28-24 win in Baltimore there. It's just, it's getting fun. I mean, the posturing is happening right now. Some teams are getting eliminated. Other teams are securing the division. But who's going to get the home field advantage? It's all going to be very exciting the last couple of weeks here. You got the Pats and the Broncos in the AFC. And then you've got the Seattle Seahawks at 12-3.
And
clinging to it in the NFC. And the Bears! Now, what happened with
I
you?
I fell asleep!
What?
There was 3 minutes left. It was 16-6. I watched all the crap. I fell asleep.
Did you see the onside kick recovery?
I saw nothing.
Oh, my God.
I saw nothing. The last thing I remember is Malik Neighbors. What the hell's his name? The quarterback.
Malik Neighbors.
Malik Hooker. What's his name?
Malik Willis.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Malik Willis Hendon throwing a Hooker. Touchdown pass to Marshmallow Head down there.
Not
Dobbs.
Wick.
Dobbs.
Dontavious. Romello. Romeo Dobbs.
I fell asleep, and I had no idea they won the game. I wake up, and there's 19 million texts on my phone.
Marshmallow Head.
Can you believe that?
I was going to text you, but I decided, like, even if he's up, it's 11:30. It's a little late for texting anyway. Sports texting is generally okay.
No, that's okay.
In a sidebar. But I didn't think you'd be in any position to respond anyhow.
I'm always in a position to respond to you. Went. Unless I'm passed out. All right, here's some college football news and notes. Notre Dame announces a home-and-home with BYU starting next season in Provo.
It's good that we... That's a good home and away.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's a good home and away.
The series with... The rivalry game with USC falls off the schedule next year. This takes its place. Look, I've said this forever. Unless Notre Dame is willing to play ball with you and join the Big Ten, scheduling any Big Ten team should be off limits. They should not allow a Big Ten team to schedule with Notre Dame.
Well, let's take it further then, and let's say the same goes for a program like BYU. If we're really going to blackball Notre Dame, then yes, we can't have BYU getting doing a deal with them either.
There's a difference.
Of course there's a difference, but there's still
no
a Big 12.
No one cares about BYU.
There's still a Big 12 team, you know? Like, if you're going to, if we're going to force Notre Dame's hand and really make them join the party, then let's not give them the opportunity for big games, and that's a good big game for them.
And I'm reading Michigan news sites sort of get the pulse on who they think is going to be the next head coach.
It's not Uncle Dill out at Arizona State.
No, he signed an extension.
Yeah.
And Caleb DeBoer won that game.
He ain't going.
I would assume not.
Did you see the people pointing out that Alabama's coach and Oklahoma's coach are the exact same man? They look exactly the same.
But now you go on the Michigan sites, and they're like number one priority is Jeff Brohm.
Oh.
Louisville head coach, former Purdue head
old
coach.
Purdue boy.
It's like, that wouldn't be...
That's not horrible,
I mean, he's the coach of an 8-4 team, and, you know, he's...
Michigan.
He's all right. But that's where you are as a program now. It's like, oh, maybe we can get Jeff Brohm. Oh, my God, take a shower.
They're maybe going to have to go, like, the unique NFL coordinator route. I don't have the odds in front of me. I didn't check them today. I don't know what that's hitting at, if they've got, you know, like the Joe Brady's of the world are still getting some good odds.
What about
to get
Tom Brady's of the world?
Oh, my God.
You want to come play for Michigan?
No.
Come play for Michigan. I weigh 4 pounds now. Look at my skinny jeans.
He didn't look like Tom Brady when he was at that game. I don't know what
he looks.
He looked so
like he's
bizarre.
Drawn. He looks like a cartoon.
He looked like a villain when he was in Ann Arbor. I'm thinking maybe, what about the Packers defensive coordinator? Our former guy, our former DC, Jeff Hafley.
Jeff Hafley?
Yeah, Jeff Hafley, who
he had a
left
bad,
here.
Bad stint at Boston College, right?
Who has a good stint at Boston College right now? I don't know if that makes you a crappy coach. Bill O'Brien, he's like yelling at media members from week to week based on how it's going out there. But he's had a nice run, great coordinator, great defensive mind. Maybe if you're Michigan, going that defensive-minded route could be better. Why don't you lean in to more of what you're known for? Great line play, good stiff defense. They haven't really been able to unlock offensive football in the modern era. They've run the ball well. When was the last time they've... Even J.J. McCarthy. J.J. clearly the best they've had under center in God knows how long, right? He was not even half of a Dwayne Haskins the type of seasons that they've been figuring out here in Columbus, where Dwayne's throwing for 50. You had Justin Fields and CJ Stroud, 40 touchdown pass seasons, falling out of the trees. Get a defensive minded coach. Just sort of be who you are up there.
Half the man.
Or don't, or suck.
Dom Tiberi has given me a gift basket.
Ooh.
What we're going to do in the next segment, I'm going to go through every single item in this gift basket, because I don't know if this is actually a present or some sort of subliminal knock on me.
All right. I'm not too sure about what we're going to find in this gift basket, because when a hand towel is a thing,
a lot of it,
I don't know where it goes from there,
reads, "You smell. You need this." So that's coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are a little slow on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 71. We also have slow traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by rrfoundationspecialist.com. Wet basement? Call R&R Foundation Specialist. From cracked foundations to clogged drains, water damage can sneak in from anywhere. No hidden fees, no sloppy work, just honest expert waterproofing. Protect your home from water damage. Visit rrfoundationspecialist.com today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
One of these men is on an extremely high dose of antidepressants.
The other one should be.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Dom Tiberi put a lot of thought into the gift that he gave me this year.
I like the little basket, the little, decorative basket. Little, you could put that in the bathroom. That'd be
checkerboard
nice.
Checkerboard.
Yeah.
Basket. I like that.
Kind of holds its form, so you could put like your hand towels or maybe some toiletries. Keep that on the vanity in the bathroom.
I'd like to point out, too, this also included a bottle of bourbon, which I've left at my desk.
Wow.
He gave me a nice bottle of bourbon. Dom is a very generous guy.
Dom likes you a lot more than he likes me.
I'm a very likable guy.
Coming to find out.
Also, a box of chocolate chip shortbread, classic Scottish tray-baked shortbread.
Wow.
What do you think of shortbread?
I love.
Are you going to squish my fudge?
All right, I didn't know.
All right, Johnny.
All right, so Ryan Baker, we talked about this already in the show. He gave us all little bags of cookies. Very, very nice of Baker from Bishman Friends. And I wasn't quite sure what this one, because a lot of them are misshapen, and that's
great. I understand,
great. Like,
but that's my bag, and you just took it upon yourself in the break to pick it up and squish my fudge.
I didn't think you saw me, and I shouldn't have done it. I gave it it was
that's
through
my fudge.
It was through the plastic. I'm sorry. All right, Johnny? Let me see the shortbread.
Here.
See what we're working with. Chocolate chip
shortbread.
Crack
that open if you want. Also, two,
can't be bad.
Two Merry Christmas hand towels from the Rachel Zoe collection.
All right. Those are good for like 3 weeks out of the year, but that's fine. I need Christmas towels.
Actually, you know what these are good for? Emergency in the car. You keep them in the trunk in case you have to pull over and wipe your ass.
Emergency towels?
Yep. I'm telling you, don't sleep on emergency towels in the trunk. That has saved me once before.
Speaking of emergency towels, we were just talking about Baker and his cookies. This was what he brought up over the holiday lunch, and you were out on Wednesday when we had the pizza lunch.
I'm sorry,
little
I missed
JT's
that.
JT's here, and it was great. It was all right.
No, the JT's I like. The people I don't.
I had a slice for you. You like me. You like some of us.
Yeah.
It's not all of us together.
Yeah.
That's right.
Too many people.
Too many. Not too good. So we're sitting there. We're talking, just doing like office chit-chat. And I, what are you going to do when you, how do you strike up a conversation when you're with Ryan Baker? It's high school football, and it's look down at his legs and see if the man's wearing pants or shorts.
He wears shorts every single day of the year.
And he's wearing shorts. And I'm just like, and I finally like tried to take the conversation like, all right, Ryan, like what's it going to take? It's been single digits this week. Why do you not want to be panted? It's like, I'm comfortable. I'm not spending any time outside. I'm coming right into the office. It's 70 and sunny. That's his line.
But what happens if the car breaks down?
That's what I said. I had this whole conversation. I told him about the talk I had with Jack, how I explained to Jack, if anything happens, because these teenagers these days, they will wear sweatpants, but they don't wear anything else. They won't even wear shoes. They wear slides, and they have crew neck sweatshirts that they pull up to their elbows. They will never wear a coat. They won't wear shoes. And I said, Jack, if anything happens, I know you think you're just going to school, but if the bus breaks down, no heat, you get stranded somewhere, the alternative now is you die. And he says, yeah, I'm good with that. I'm like, so what about you, Ryan? Like, what are you doing with no pants ever? And he said, oh, I keep emergency pants in my trunk.
Oh, emergency pants.
Emergency
See?
Pants.
He's thinking ahead.
And I'm like, okay, all right. And he says, I've got coats in there. I've got hoodies and gloves See? And emergency pants.
That's a man. He's thinking.
I said, all right.
And I'm saying,
I think we're good then.
You need emergency towels back there. Just in case you have a little accidente. So thank you, Dom, for the towels. Mm. How are the shortbread cookies?
Crispy and good.
Now, you put some nice chocolate Try truffles one? In here, too. But here's what I'm concerned with. He gave me some satchels of...
Satchel ooh, Page?
Yeah. It's potpourri. It's very potent. The way I describe it to you is, you know that country store that every mall has?
Yeah.
When you walk in there, it has a certain cinnamony, cedar wood type of smell.
Think of the general store at a Cracker Barrel.
So
think about that.
Picture that, but a million times stronger. And these are specifically for taking with you into the crapper. So I don't know if this is a nice gesture.
Mm.
He also gave me a scented candle.
It's potent.
That also smells like the same country store.
Let me see that candle.
And it has the longest
the
wick. Of any candle I've ever seen.
Got a long Dontavian on there?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. What's the scent? A Christmas Carol? Cranberry?
Christmas Carol.
Cranberry, mulberry, and juicy plum.
And that mulberry.
Feel it all the way down in my plums. Take it to the farmer's market.
You think he's trying to tell me something?
Yeah, you stink.
Hey, Mikey, put this in the bathroom with you when you take a solid.
In reality, though, and I say this with a staunch record of heterosexuality, you smell fantastic. You're actually the modern man that cares about that. Mike has gifted me several lotions,
effort into my
butters.
Scent.
Yeah, Mike has gifted me like shampoos, lotions, all these things.
I rub them on you.
These masculine, you know, beauty products. And they're
I don't think that's things that not the masculine beauty products. Ooh, delicate yet masculine. Yes,
that's right.
Hey, we can be Colin, both. Do you use any scented lotions or anything like that to improve?
I use the working hands like the O'Keefe's, but that's about it.
That doesn't count. The O'Keefe's lotion is what you're going with?
Yeah, because I get really chapped hands.
What about a chapped ass? You ever get one of those?
If it's really cold outside.
If it gets cold enough.
Emergency pants.
Mm-hmm. What did I tease? Nothing? Was that it?
Let's
Dom's picnic basket.
That is what you teased. Here, I got. We've been asking our fine listeners all day stories of their best or worst Christmas gifts.
Come on.
Go back to our Gmail account, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Charles is kind enough to send us a message. My GCBs.
Ooh, that's called sometimes joke time, Coach.
When I was about 10 or 11, my sisters and I woke up Christmas morning to an air hockey table in our living room that Santa brought. We didn't ask for it, wasn't expecting it, but it was a good touch on Christmas. We played that thing until it fell apart. That is awesome.
Now, the good air hockey tables.
Yeah, if that was a beefed up.
That's a good gift. I had one when I was a kid. A stiff breeze could knock it over. It was terrible.
You had like a cheap piece of crap.
Oh, it was a piece of crap. The air didn't even come out of the vents.
Like what we had here, the garbage that we had here at work. No,
that actually was someone's garbage, Timmy.
I know. Someone brought in their trash. They wanted to get rid of it, and they just put it here at work, and it stayed there for 4 years until Fish finally got it taken out. Now, on the subject of an air hockey table or other, like, similar big, like, game type of things, I would say, like, a nice, like, beefed up foosball table, because that doesn't take up as much room. That's pretty good. That's
like,
key.
I don't like the foosball.
I like it. I like it. No?
I like things you can play table. By yourself. That's the problem. That's why I got the pinball.
Yeah, pinball.
In the basement. That's great, because I could just play that alone. You can't do these other things by yourself.
Well, I was going back to arcade games. Not pinball and not air hockey, but something about this arcade game just infatuated me. I wasn't able to play it a lot, and you wouldn't see it at a lot of places, but there are maybe two arcades on the Wildwood Boardwalk that had one of these, and it was a nice one. Bubble hockey. Like,
ooh,
the
bubble hockey.
Official bubble hockey. I've priced these things out. They're made by a company. They're made by a little outfit called Ice. Ice is the, not that ice.
they're taking this people is, off the streets and they're making bubble hockey.
This is the good ice. They might have to change their name because of how their name is being tainted right now. But they are about $5,000 if you want the full-on arcade style. Not very dissimilar to, like, the beefed up Papa Shot, like arcade level Papa Shot. Not that janky piece of crap that we have out there that Tyvus and Reimer use until it falls apart. But the bubble hockey, for me, that might be the ticket. So much fun.
Maybe you should ask Santa for it. Is that something your wife would ever get you? Do you have room for it?
That's the thing. Like, when you're in a house like ours, it's finding the room. It's not just, do you want something? Like, we don't have a place for a ping pong
table.
How
about Jack can sleep in the hallway?
We use his room.
And then you take his room as the place to be.
The place to be. It would be that small. Like, we wouldn't even be able to put a pool table in Jack's room.
No, I got the pool table. You come over when you want to play pool.
The other thing, too, not just bubble hockey. What was I thinking of? No, I said foosball.
Bubble butt?
What about you would see these at Sam's Club? I don't think it's too bad of a buy. They would make like a multi-purpose arcade game. So you could tuck it into a corner or whatever, and it might have like 50 to 100 old style video games on it. And you get to play like joystick style. Play old Pac-Man, Galaga, that kind of stuff.
But I would love to have. I don't really have the room for it, because I'm not getting rid of the pinball. But I'd love to have a Cruisin' USA.
Oh! Oh,
arcade game where you're sitting in the thing.
Now you're talking about sweet summers at Wildwood. We would just pump quarters into Cruisin' USA. You had the little side-by-side going. You do that double tap on the gas pedal to get your car to flip.
Beautiful.
Ah! Man, I'd always be the hot chick.
What do you mean you'd be the hot
chick? You could change your character.
And you'd be a woman?
Be a blonde, like driving in a convertible. That's what I wanted to be. That ain't weird.
Back page coming up. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slowdown on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. There's also slow traffic on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesson. Ohio Laborers would like to congratulate Member of the Week Mike Ondrick, Laborers Local Number 809 Steubenville. Mike is a 46-year retiree who worked for Shelley and Sands. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's a Christmas Day triple header on The Fan. The Cowboys and Commanders kick things off at 1, followed by the Lions and Vikings at 4:30 and the Broncos and Chiefs in the nightcap.
Sponsored by Roosters.
Your radio home of the NFL, The Fan.
They're trained.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Reaction Monday, where our highly trained experts talk football.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Your home for reaction and overreaction. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Matt Fontana and Joshua Perry tonight.
How much of a pro is Joshua Perry? I don't think people quite realize what a pro he is. He comes in here for a shift. Mind you, last second, because we had a co-host that had some obligations that had to dip out. So day of, I get on the horn. I'm desperately trying to fill the shift because I've got the assistant program director role behind the scenes here.
Oh, look at him.
A little subtle drop of my level of importance.
Yeah.
You better shape up, Mikey.
Got the boss over here.
You better shape up, buddy. You want to have a happy holiday.
All right.
You too, Evil. Keep it on the straight and narrow. I got my eyes on you. So I
did get a Christmas card from him.
It's very nice.
I appreciate
it. You got a Christmas card from him?
From Timmy Hall.
I didn't get one.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Check the mailbox. Check it.
You sent it?
Oh, I sent it. You ain't seen it, but I sent it.
I ain't seen it. I got a pile in the kitchen. I'll check that.
You probably put it. You went from envelope to garbage. I'm sure that's what happened
actually,
with it.
I'm sure Kristen opened it and said, "Who's this idiot?
Who are these three people I've never seen before?"
No,
throw it away. So Joshua comes in day of. He's here by 4:30, getting ready for a 6 o'clock show.
He is a
sitting there on the laptop researching.
Of his craft.
Yes,
he's a professional.
Pro. Not like us.
No, I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Tyvus, though.
No. Nah. Bum. Tyvus is all right.
How's the diet going, Tyvus? The only man in the world that starts a diet the week before Christmas.
Tyvus did come in today, though. He came in today and was doing extra work. He was doing TV.
That's right.
He took your TV.
I know he did.
Shift, like we talked about.
It's fine. Take all of them, Tyvus. Take them all.
You want some more good gifts, bad gifts?
Yeah.
Let's go, my guys. Mike sends an email in, says, this wasn't a gift that I received, but one that I gave. That's good, too. I bought my son, mom, and dad tickets to the Big Ten championship game 6 years ago. Ohio State won the game. It was the last time I ever saw my dad. He passed away 6 years ago today when the confetti came down for some reason. I kept a piece in my wallet. He was buried with it along with a Buckeye from the tree in our front yard.
That is quite the story.
Wow.
That's a good story.
Right after the game, huh? What was, so 2018 would have been the Buckeyes and the, was it that game? Was that the one he's referring to? Dwayne Haskins over Northwestern? That would have been 2018. Who was 2019, CB?
I think it was
Wisconsin?
They had to come back against Wisconsin
back,
with Justin Fields.
Was that the Jack Cohn, for some reason, deciding to just take a meaningless rush towards the sideline at the end of the game and Josh Proctor
killed
him into next year? Dear God, make a better decision than that, Jack. The ball game's over.
Where is Josh Proctor? Is he playing in the league?
I don't know. There were some good performances, though, from some other Buckeyes. Did you see that this weekend? Denzel Burke had an interception for the Cardinals. Somebody else, who was it? Lathan Ransom, I think, came up with a big play for the Carolina Panthers. How about that division, by the way? Where are we?
Stinky poo-poo.
Where are we with the cycle of Baker Mayfield?
Bad.
They have those diagrams that, you know, we're done. We're like, play like crap, blame media, have the rebound, and then you just go back around. Oh, man. I don't know. Like,
what did they start out too? Because they're 7-8 now.
They might have.
But
been
weren't they like
6-5-1
or something?
5-1. Maybe they were 6-3. They have just been free falling here.
I don't think the Panthers are any good, though. Do you? I mean, they're there. They're going to win that division.
No,
but
no, they're not good. You kidding me? It's the Panthers. They stink.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
This potpourri that Dom gave me is the most potent potpourri.
Is it burning your eyes?
It's carrying it back outside? It's out of the room now, and I smell like potpourri.
You're rubbing your eyes. Stop rubbing them. They're going to burn.
Never smelled anything like this before.
All right, Mark.
It's like chemical weapons.
I've got some more gifts to round out the show here. Thank you guys all for sending us some of your stuff today and sharing them with us. Mark says, love the show. I actually got a lump of coal when I was in the sixth grade. What a horrible experience. Merry Christmas, guys.
Now, you know what, though? Good on your parents.
But was that it? Like, I need more, Mark. Like, was that kind of the gag gift? Because sixth grade,
there was another,
you're pretty old.
There were some other gifts in there. But that's a good message to send. Listen, you little jerk. If you don't improve,
you little jerk,
you're going to get a coal. And then you, because who pays off on that? Nobody. But his parents went through, took the extra step.
Jeffrey chimes in and says, I was probably 12 when I received a toilet seat for Christmas. It was in a big box, and I was very excited to open it because I thought it was going to be something great. I was so disappointed. The reason for the gift was that I would complain about the toilet seat in my bathroom and preferred using my parents' bathroom because they had a soft toilet seat.
Well,
they thought it was a good idea,
but I
obviously disagreed.
You were complaining?
It's actually a useful...
They gave you the gift of butt comfort.
You're using that every... That's the gift that keeps on giving.
That is the gift that keeps
year.
On giving. It makes taking a number two a pleasure.
Now, I mean, again, if that's like just another gift in a line of many, I can understand. But when you're a kid, you probably...
It's probably not the only
don't think
gift
much
he
of
got.
It couldn't have been the only
nice
gift that he
gift.
Got.
Just like getting Brussels sprouts. It's a nice... gift.
We had one from our Twitter account, our ex account at man and Timmy 971. Best gift, got to see the Who at the Shot. Honorable mention, this is for you, Mike, a Dick Butkus jersey.
Nice.
Wow. What number was Dick Butkus?
51.
51. Do you like him better for the Bears or as the actor in the NBC Saturday morning sitcom Hang Time?
Neither. I liked him better in for his role as the bartender in My Two Dads.
He was also
remember
in...
Remember that sitcom?
I don't remember My Two Dads. I thought... Wait, yeah, My Two Dads.
My
okay.
Two Dads.
Why am I thinking of Three Men and a Baby,
Paul
the movie?
Reiser. Paul Reiser was in My Two Dads.
Paul Reiser. Who was in Three Men and a Baby?
Tom Selleck.
Selleck.
Steve Guttenberg. And Ted Danson.
Ted Danson was the third guy in that one. Here's one more from Todd. December of 1995, the PlayStation had just come out. Oh, my God. The PlayStation 1 was like music to my ears. And I really wanted one. So I asked Mom, just like Common Man, I thought Mom would not have a shot at getting this right. Christmas comes and there's a box under the tree. I go to open it. I found out that it was a PlayStation, but it was just a console. No box, no instructions, one controller. Pardon me. She looked at me and said they were all sold out, but I asked the guy working if I could have the floor model. He agreed and sold it to her as is. As far as I knew, I'd have no games with it. I decided to plug it into the television anyway and turn it on. Much to my surprise, the new NCAA football game loaded. Apparently, this game was running in the background on the floor model behind the glass, and they didn't bother to take out the game that was playing.
Nice!
My mom became the best mom in the world that Christmas. She then saw very little of her child for the next 6 to 8 months.
See, what Mom
That's
didn't
sweet.
Want to tell you is that she actually accosted a small child in the parking lot and took that
and
PlayStation.
Yeah.
What's the floor model?
Kids dying over there.
Whatever you got to do
Whatever it
to
takes.
Get the job done
hey,
for Christmas.
Hey, everybody out there, you have a fantastic Christmas. We're going to be back next Monday. Tomorrow we got Buckeye basketball during this time slot. On Wednesday, it's a best of show. And then on Thursday, it's football.
Thursday is football all day here on The Fan. That'll be fun. Westwood One's coverage. They're the best in the biz. And then on Friday, I'll be happy to be here with you guys 3 to 6 with Nicole Sheeran of 10 TV, our good clean girl.
Timmy.
Mike. Have a very merry.
Don't squeeze my fudge.
Christmas. You too, CB.
CB. You're my guy.
You too, everybody. You know
I appreciate
Nothing?
That. Thank you.
Can I rub oil on your bald head?
I'll make that your Christmas gift, yes.
Would you dip your bald head in oil and rub it all over our bodies?
I don't typically do.
And squeeze my fudge?
You to, maybe. Right.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thad can watch.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit some slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 71, and there's slow traffic on southbound 315 from 670 to Town Street. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. I've said this on the air, too. I said to her, look, if you ever want to kill me, like you feel like divorce is not good enough, I have to kill this guy, just tell me. Tell me and I'll help you do it so you get away with it. Or I'll do it myself. Because whatever I did, I guess it's my fault. Because it's so bad that you want to kill me. So I'm going to let you just kill me free of charge.
See, I wouldn't volunteer to be killed. I would then just say, well, I feel horrible about that. How about I just leave?
No, not good
enough.
And
I'm never in your life again. And why?
Must die.
Why?
Because then she's got to share the kids with you.
No,
all
I
that.
Mean,
you're not going to stay away from the kids.
I would miss them. Well, yeah, but then what? It's like, oh, good news. Now we didn't have to work that out because dad's dead. Like, I'm just saying, dad's left might be at least the kids could be older. And if they want to reconnect, that's on them. I'm just saying.
No, she wants your money, too.
That, give her the money.
You got to have something. What are you going to do? You're going to leave with nothing?
Start over. Start a new life.
What would you do if you started over?
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, you just walked into a new town. You're a mystery man. Don't know anybody. You don't have any money. You have no skills.
That's a solid question. Well, first of all, I'd probably just go right to the world's oldest profession and just say,
I was going to say, that's what I would be qualified to do.
Get some easy scratch. You know
what
I mean?
I'd just be hanging out at the train station, going in the bathroom and tapping my foot under the stall.
I'm not saying it's easy, but I would definitely make some money quickly and then figure it out from
there.
Then
figure it out, yeah. After we bought a lot of mouthwash.
I'd get enough money to get a cell phone, get an OnlyFans account, start raking in that cash.
I see.
And then within a few months, I own the town. And then I would start banning dances.
Somebody thinks highly of themselves.
And then I would start banning dances and say, no more of that, until a couple of youngsters said, we're going to dance in this town. And then Footloose happens in the new little Western town that I've created,
Footloose.
I guess.
Footloose. All right,
yeah.
Got it.
Also,
right, we're out of time. Come on.
Well, the other question Man's Droopy Sack had was, do you think that your wife could evade authorities afterwards?
No, she'd be too stupid. That's why I have to help her.
Evade is a good word, by the way. I like the word evade.
She'd leave too many clues.
My wife would be able to evade.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
She's very crafty.
She's very crafty. She knows how to look things up and find things out and, you know, figure out what the next move is. She's stalked about everybody we've ever met. So, yeah, I mean, she knows how to get things done.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.